AJ, you hosting?
Sure, why not?
We good to go?
We're good to go.
I'm just trying to pull it.
Still picking up everything else in the room, though. I think it's okay. We're good.
Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the All Range Mode Podcast, episode 105. My name's Jeppy.
I'm Chad. Hi, I'm in your left ear. My name's Joe. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Hold me close, I'm time to dance. Count the headlights on the highway.
Lay me down and she... Always mode. Oh, you read that, eh?
Yeah.
I was about to say that.
Dan wants to say hello.
Dan says hi, and he's in bed because it's after 10.
Yeah, it's just after 10. Danny's sleeping.
Wait, look at the fucking...
Is it 11?
It says it's 11, but it also says it's March 7th, 2007 on my computer.
Mm. There's your problem.
Is that what Vista there's your up? Problem.
Pretty sure that's when Vista launched. You got Vista on the book?
Maybe, I don't know. It keeps resetting. Teacher thought he fixed it, but...
But I didn't.
But that's Windows 7, though, right? That's Windows 7.
I don't know. That's a piece of shit. It's only the computer that we've used every week for 105 weeks straight to record this show.
We used Doug's for a bit.
Multiple keys. Oh, yeah, we used Doug's for a bit. How many of those made air?
And, good show, boys. It's, it didn't record.
Actually, yeah, now that you mention it, we've probably had 5 to 10. Closer to 5, though. That just did not record.
Yeah, we'd be at, like, episode 115, at least.
We used my PC once. Remember it juttered the whole time?
Oh, yeah, the half space.
This is the magic PC that is...
Eat,
what, eat, me, and you.
I've been singing that, Destiny song. The Paul McCartney Destiny song for a while now. It's pretty good.
I'm much closer to the microphone than you are.
The actual song came on my shuffle, and I was singing Destiny's Song. I was fucking dying.
Nice. Well, a lot of the content for this episode was user generated, but what do we want to do? Do we want to jump in
to that?
Do we want to talk about some other stuff?
Not really, other than what Zach asked us, which is going to kind of drive this week.
Oh yeah.
Did anybody do anything? Play any games? Watch any movies?
I played...
I watched TV.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about first?
Let's just get that shit out of the way.
TV?
Yeah.
All right. TV! Do you want to pause it? For TV, the only thing I wanted to bring up was TJ.
Oh, TJ.
Remember, this is the thing that you should be excited
Joe,
for.
Joe, yeah, you try to pump me up beforehand, basically.
Yeah, now that we're here, it's not very pump-worthy, but...
No.
Season 6 of Community?
Yeah.
On Yahoo?
Okay.
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Started downloading it, started watching it, got sucked in. It's probably... It's one of the best seasons of Community, shockingly.
It's unique?
Wow.
Exclusive to Yahoo?
It's a Yahoo Presents thing. Like, I don't know, like Amazon Plus or some shit like that.
It's like when Netflix did Arrested Development.
Yahoo has their own fucking video service now?
Oh, yeah, everybody does.
The fact of the matter is,
holy
we're all
shit.
Who doesn't?
Downloading it, but who cares? Like,
I'm serious, like,
yeah, I'm not watching
ridiculous.
It on
Amazon? Microsoft?
It's kickass.tv.
It's really good. It's, like, more self-referential.
Okay.
Than you'd expect, which is, like, I mean, like, they were going in that direction, but now it's kind of tongue-in-cheek because of, like, the whole history of the show and whatnot, and, like, they have to explain why certain characters are missing and you know, what, like, why they don't do the same stories over and over again, and like, Abed is, like, the historian, Like, oh, we did that earlier. Like, he calls them episodes. Like, he it's totally, like, gone in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
When a character's missing, he'll bring it up, like, as if it's, like, the TV politics. Like, it's really good.
Okay.
Abed's never been better. Like, you're afraid that without Troy, you're going to lose a little bit of the Abed, like, value. But
yeah.
He steps up. He's awesome. It's good.
Okay.
It's really good. And, yeah, it's fucking worth downloading and watching for sure.
Yeah. I was going to anyways, but I'm glad. Subscribing
to Yahoo.
Fuck yeah.
No, but it's... That's a dramatic. Yeah, I was kind of shocked. Like, it's good.
Okay.
Really good.
I guess you must have had low expectations to be so shocked.
Or it's season that 5 good. Wasn't very good.
Okay.
And...
Was Troy still in season 5?
Troy was. It was like when he was leaving. So
was Chevy Chase in there?
Chevy Chase...
I don't think so.
Had like 3 or 4 episodes after Dan Harmon came back, I think. And then they killed him off.
They killed him?
Yeah.
How did he die?
I think he, like, jerked off into a, like, an ice cream machine or something like that, and then died.
That sounds accurate.
No, I sounds swear like something to God. Like, something, no, I'm just saying. Something like that happened.
Like, and then there was it, a, like...
Then there was a ghost just... of Chevy Chase for, like, 2 episodes. Really weird stuff. But, no, it's good. Like, good. Britta is a much better character now for some reason, like... She's just, I always thought I hated her. Like, season 1, it was all about, we need someone to connect, what's the main character's name?
Jeff,
right? Jeff Winger. Like, we need,
someone who's, like, counter to his laid back.
Like, a love interest is what I'm trying to say. Oh, we need a love interest for Jeff. And they abandoned that right away, and it's like, that, I feel like that's almost, like, what they had for Britta. And then for a good 2 seasons, she was just nothing. And then they started making her, like, weird and quirky and whatnot, and, like, kind of geeky, I guess.
But she was, like, annoyingly... political's not the word. Like, activist, right?
She still goes in that direction, but
yeah, it's
much more of a joke now. And okay. She's a much more, like, likable character at this point. Like, yep. They've kind of identified what they want to do with Britta. Hmm. But it's really good.
Is it any really good still? Or whatever her name
Annie?
Is.
Yeah, she's still around.
Good.
She's real good. Like, they brought in characters right away to replace the other 2.
Yeah.
You know, like, and Chang. Chang has never been better.
I'm glad he's Chang's fucking in it.
Awesome. Like, I was worried, like, because that's what they did. They replaced one of the lost cast members with Chang now as part of, like, the study group. In season five, everyone had new roles. Like, Jeff's a teacher, and Annie works for the school. But, they do it all tongue-in-cheek, and it's fucking awesome.
Can they get away with stuff now that it's like a streaming thing? Like, can they swear?
They're not, or is it more raunchy or anything like that?
No, it's not. It's okay.
I mean, some of the jokes are... I mean, it's not that bad. It's nothing, like, crazy. They're not dropping N-bombs or anything like that. Hey, Admiral Anderson... You know the voice of Anderson?
Yeah.
That actor is in the show as a regular.
Candyman?
He's awesome.
Is that Candyman?
I don't know. Candyman. Shepard. I don't know. I can't do it.
No, Anderson's the guy who does Allstate.
Really?
No, it's a different person.
Okay, Candyman then. He's Candyman.
Mm-hmm. 2 different black people.
No.
They're not the same.
Let's pause this, take it to the cloud, and then...
Here, I'll show you a picture of him right now.
Okay, anybody the guy who does Allstate is not Anderson.
Yeah, then it's Candyman.
Because I would have noticed Candyman? That.
Like, what is he Candyman was a, in?
He's in the movie Candyman?
Yeah, he is Candyman.
He is, yeah.
I thought Candyman was Needlehead or whatever his name is.
Pinhead. No, it's Hellraiser. Hellraiser.
Oh. Here, I know he's in Community Season 6. Community TV series. He's the voice of Admiral Anderson.
Shepard.
Come on now. I should have just typed in Mass Effect. I mean, he's got a huge cast. This guy.
Oh, fuck yeah, you're right. That's not Candyman.
No, that's not Candyman.
Oh, what is that guy?
What do you think that guy's Candyman?
You want to know what else? His name is Keith David. What else is he in?
Keith David. He's in every video game.
Yeah.
First off.
Known for Platoon. Pitch Black. He's an actor. Everyone knows who this guy is.
Does he have voice credit?
In what?
Of course he does.
Like, is that a category in IMDb? Voice?
Yeah.
Do it.
What do you mean? You know he's the voice of
Anderson. Yeah, no, but he's like voice of everything. He's everything.
He's in Saints Row 4. It'll just tell you what they're in.
He's the Arbiter in Halo 2. I always thought that was Candyman, for fuck's sake. That's...
No, different guy. But anyway, he's funny.
Is that it for TV?
Possibly.
That's dope.
Unless anyone else got TV.
Nope. I watched More House of Lies. It's bad this season. I said that already. But
Survivor Man Bigfoot's in full swing right now.
So bad.
And it is really bad. I enjoy blurry pictures
of the sound guy. In a fucking mask.
I enjoy Survivor Man, which it's basically more of that. It's just always comfortable to put on. But he's going out into these like so-called Bigfoot hotspots, where all the natives in the area, northeastern Canada, North BC, whatever.
That's northwest.
Yep.
West. Sorry.
Right. What?
Yeah, he goes into these places where they just like they believe in it. Like, oh, it's not a question. Like we see it all the time. There's always stories of people seeing it. And he just goes in there and tries to see it and do shit, and nothing happens.
It's still just him, right?
Yeah.
No crew?
Yeah. No. He has, like, an extra cameraman for one episode, just because to increase the chances of seeing shit, but...
Right.
Yeah.
So he's not really just surviving anywhere, right? He's just kind of in the woods. Like...
Yeah, he goes in by himself, and there's some things that happen that are like, that's really fucking crazy. But,
Like what?
Teenagers.
I feel like you're not going to spoil anything.
Teenagers pushing trees over.
He goes to this...
imagine all the tree tipping we did. And they go up into the woods in Rose City, Michigan. They're like, oh, he must have been through here. Like, every other tree is tipped over.
This didn't come down on its own.
Okay, so he goes he goes to a bay. He goes to a bay in like nearly Alaska. Like so far north in BC that it's like right on the cusp of whatever. And he's in a bay on the ocean. He kayaks all the way there. And he says, just a couple days ago, there were like 8 people here. And they got freaked out. They left instantly. Haven't been back. And he went to this place and set up a camera. And had like an apple next to the camera. Just so like if somebody came up and got it. And he went out on the kayak, came back. Apple was gone, camera malfunctioned, and there was a footprint.
Not convenient.
Come on.
I know it sounds like,
how big was the foot?
Well, they're like it had 5 toes. It had 5 toes. It wasn't huge. It had 5 toes.
So a man.
Yeah, a guy could have came up and got it. But then he comes back to that same place.
The apple. After gone.
Like he took a cast of the foot. Brings it back into town and shows it to this guy who's like, that's a fucking good cast. Yeah, that looks like the ones that I have here, like ones that he's taken. And so he goes back out.
Inside job.
And he's sitting there, and it's miles and miles away. And he freaks the shit out of himself because he hears a tree fall over. But it wasn't like a tree fall. Like he just got to this place, just was setting his stuff up. And he hears this giant tree fall, but it's not like a tree cracking in the woods. It was just landing, like just in the air, and like no cracking or anything. He's like, I've heard tree falls before in my life. He's like, I'm coming in here as a normal guy. I'm a skeptic. I don't know what the hell that is. And he's like, I'm not staying here. I'm getting out of here.
Have you ever seen the episode of Kenny versus Spenny where they try and stay in the haunted house overnight?
Mm-hmm. They're not in Toronto.
Kenny fucking loses it at the end of the episode. Yeah. I have no fucking clue what that was. They all ran out of the house and ended up losing.
Just
that's what that reminds me of. Yeah, just and like the next day it was like a crane collapsed in the building they were filming in.
Yeah.
Still fucking
Spenny's
nuts.
Spenny's just inside the house. Because he was locked up, right? He was fucking.
He just runs handcuffed. Spenny's handcuffed to a fucking furnace. Ugh. Kenny's gone.
I the Survivor Man Bigfoot is. It is. There's not much content. Like, he's not trying to survive, really.
Yeah.
He's going out there going, like, hey, there's some bear shit, and there's some shit over here, but I don't know if that's bear shit.
Yeah, but that foot casting business, that's his livelihood. Like, he's there.
He doesn't have a foot casting business. It's like some fucking, like, Indian.
Well, that matches
Native
my cast.
Want
to buy them? They're $10.
Took this one out back. It's my own foot.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's still good
to
watch.
Yeah, gone.
I love Survivor Man, no matter what.
A single footprint?
There was a couple. He took like two or three casts.
Blech. Yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting to watch. And it's like, if there is an intelligent creature that doesn't want to be found, living in, like, the millions of square miles of wilderness that has not been explored, it probably totally can fucking be...
No.
Stay hidden.
Anything on land, we pretty much know.
I don't think we do.
Unless they're insects, tiny insects in the middle of the Amazon.
There's a beast out there, man.
One single beast?
It's not a single beast. There's a race of beasts.
There's a race of big feet.
Big feet, man.
How would we not have discovered something that large and, like,
there's no way
pseudo-intelligent, you know?
Because it's intelligent as well and it doesn't want to be found.
Yeah, but
it doesn't want to be found.
Okay, let's. How intelligent is it?
It's fucking terrified.
Okay, let's say he can make fire, and that's the height of his intelligence. It has no technology. It's basically a caveman. How is that going to hide from our fucking satellites and shit?
It's in the woods.
Irregardless.
There's no satellites over the woods.
Fine. How many Bigfoot are there to keep the race going?
Why is that funny?
Because there are.
We're surrounded.
Well, yeah,
by
but
satellites.
They're not fucking like million times zoom.
Isn't that like
satellite
congestion
a satellite
is a serious problem in space travel?
Yeah, I know, but their satellites. Not all of them have cameras that are looking down at fucking like heat rays, looking for guys walking around.
First of all, Google Earth has covered fucking every inch of this Earth, even
you
the
can't
ones
zoom in like further than
Mike's house.
Bigfoot is not smart enough to avoid that, if he even exists, right?
Somebody will find it, man.
Chupacabra.
There are very few species of anything.
There's an episode of Workaholics where Blake
Who's
thinks,
looking for
thinks
it,
he
though?
Found chupacabra, but it was just
I don't know. People find this
the neighbor's
shit.
Dog drowned in their pool and got sucked up by the vacuum.
Who's looking for it, though?
Chupacabra.
Who's looking for it?
Les Shroud.
He's looking for it right now, yeah. And one guy who's actively...
One guy. There's other Bigfoot shows.
Yeah, that's true.
There's so many Bigfoot shows. I think these guys are onto something.
But there's... I don't know. I probably sound like a fucking idiot.
Why would Bigfoot be real? Like, why wouldn't it be some other thing that's not Bigfoot? Like, if Bigfoot exists...
Because people have
there
seen
are,
it.
There are 100 other races of, like, human-like things that we haven't found. Like, why is Bigfoot the one that exists? Because...
Well, it's because we call it Bigfoot. Maybe they are different races. Maybe they're different species.
So, why aren't we hiding from them?
Because we fucking destroyed them already. We raped them.
Anyway.
It'd be crazy if there was like... Bigfoot. You know how like, history is told by the winner? Like if that was our threat, we will wipe your race off the face of history.
Like
and,
Bigfoot
and then there was
and
a
man?
Huge
What's
Bigfoot versus man war. And like, and we literally destroyed all their books. All their Bigfoot books. We destroyed them all and just like, you're gone. And then we just erased them from history. Like the unicorn.
What if it is just some fucking...
Imagine
like
Bigfoot riding unicorns and we just won the war. And then, like, we won that war, erased all their history books, and they were... And then, like, we were soon beaten out by another human race that erased that.
Horses and humans? That never existed. Just
no,
donkeys and fucking...
Just the next war, they erased history again, and now it's double erased Bigfoot from existence.
Well... It's hard.
That's
to...
more possible.
There's a couple stragglers out there. Still.
Our imprint is much bigger than Bigfoot's must have ever been. Because, come on, how are you going to erase human history? You got to decimate the planet.
Well, I mean,
maybe Bigfoot half built the majority of shit that there is. Maybe
we only colonized. We only colonized North America like 200 years ago.
Maybe Bigfoot built the pyramids.
Maybe they built Rome. There you go.
Now we're fucking thinking.
Now
we're
ancient aliens.
Maybe it's built by big feet.
Yeah,
maybe we're the ancestors of big feet.
Yeah, and they're like, there's small feet in the forest, and that was us.
And then we
we're
took
the fucking
over
small
because,
foots.
Yeah.
Gotta beware of the small foot.
We're the hobbits of the Bigfoot world.
Beware of the small foot. Tiny little footprints.
I was driving down the road, and I seen Smallfoot right up there. He fucking was out in the road, and he booked it into the field.
Just lanky arms. Small feet.
Hey, we got a Bigfoot driving a car. Get the fuck out of there, man.
Smallfoot.
The Smallfoot.
Anyway, yeah. That's it for TV.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Are we going to talk about games at all?
Just our top five.
No, I have games.
Yeah? Okay, let's do it.
I played a game.
It's alright, it's called Destiny. Passing would be okay.
It's interesting to watch. It's fucking stupid.
Actually, I still think about Ghost Hunters International.
That stuff's gay. Survival Man is not that. Like, he already has a.
This is different, TJ.
Let me tell you how.
It's Bigfoot.
In 1,000 words.
No, like, he just says, I'm going out here as a guy who is totally fucking skeptical in this.
They're all skeptics.
I don't believe in it. But I've had my fair share of weird fucking experiences that I cannot explain, like my time being out in the woods.
I can't stand those.
A tree can fall over without making a cracking sound.
Yes. Other things make sounds other than humans, Bigfoot, and aliens. I wanted to
clarify what tree pushing is.
That stinks. Sorry.
any lush forest, you walk around, there'll be trees without bark on them. You just give them a little wiggle. So, like, perpetual motion, like, push it, wait for it to come back, push it again, wait for it to come back. No one can see
it. It always cracks.
And then it goes.
You don't ever hear a crack or, like, a non-crack.
Some of them fall over. Dan can attest to that.
Oh, really wet ones will. Just.
But even still, it makes more of a noise. Like, you hear it hitting shit on the way down. You hear it hitting other trees going.
Okay, so what are you suggesting?
Just as he arrives.
What are you suggesting? Hold on, stop. What are you suggesting? That Bigfoot somehow maneuvered the tree between the branches
and then just slammed it down. He picked up a stump and threw the fucking stump.
Okay. Yeah, that could have been us.
Yeah, even, it been Bigfoot, us even if Bigfoot pushed the tree over, it would still hit other trees and make noise.
No, he knew where he was aiming it.
Oh, good.
I'll really get his attention. I'll knock down a tree.
Just watch the show. It's stupid.
What the problem is, it's is a that cool your hero has lost all credibility by searching for Bigfoot.
He has not. You haven't given him credibility to begin with.
You have.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to join you on that. Dude, like, you stand by this guy, and I'm saying, like, Chad knows what he's talking about.
Okay, Survivor Man top 10. He goes through his, like, top 10,
Bigfoot.
Like, scariest moments of, like, being out there, being out in the woods, like, throughout his entire Survivor Man career. Number one, when he was out in Alaska, he was like, oh, I was just building the fire, I was getting ready. And he said there was just something that was, like, standing, looking at him. And it just went and fucking ran into the woods and just smash, smash into the woods, just screaming. And he was like, I have no fucking idea what that was. And he got the fuck out of there. He didn't stay there. He's like, I'm out of here.
That's interesting.
There's weird shit.
It could have been a weird dude.
There's no weird dude on the middle of Alaska. Like,
it could have been any animal.
He said it was standing bipedal. He's like, what I could see...
The way Chad described him, like, screaming as if he was human, so I assumed it was, like, a dude. If it could have been a wolf, then fine, it was a wolf.
Hey, Survivor Man! Remember that? Imagine we saw Survivor Man out here.
Hey, Survivor Man! Fuck you! Upside down middle finger.
There, that's what it was. Hey, that's Survivor Man. Chad. Run over there and scream at him.
I don't know what it was, but it gave me the finger. The upside down finger.
Anyway, I played Shovel Knight. It's not that good.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking, like... I don't know, understand. Like, people... They jump on these, like, retro games as if, like... It means something that it's nostalgic.
They made it bad.
No, it's fine. But it's nothing... It's literally nothing more than an NES game. Do something else. Make it a little bit better.
It's got to feel modern, right?
No, it doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. Old games got to feel modern.
Make it better.
What's the hook in Shovel Knight? Like, what is it?
I don't know. Nostalgic people are like, oh, this reminds me of another game I played.
What's the shovel, though? Like, what the fuck's...
It's like a sword, but it's a shovel.
It has very little meaning. There's, like, little piles that you can dig up, and it's just, like, you know, like, I don't know, Mario, where you pull up a plant. You can do the duck hunt, like, down smash. So okay. In duck hunt, if you push down, like, you could jump on people's heads. You had to push down, because, like, Mr. Scrooge's fucking cane. In duck hunt, if you jumped up, you're Mr. Scrooge in duck hunt. You jump up, you press down, and the cane...
Duck hunt the shooter?
No, yeah. That's I'm thinking about... Nintendo. Sorry.
DuckTales.
Whoa! I was like...
DuckTales. Right. DuckTales. You're Mr. Scrooge.
You know, you're Mr. Scrooge in DuckTunk. DuckTunk.
DuckTunk. Anyway, in DuckTales, yeah. You're Mr. Scrooge, you jump up, you hold down, and he points his little cane down, then that's how you jump on people's heads. Anyway, Shovel Knight does the same thing. And, like, different levels will look like Mega Man, or they'll look like fucking Mario, or they'll look like, I don't know, another fucking NES game. But all I'm thinking, like, it has to do more than that.
Yeah.
And... that 1001 Spikes did the same thing. Like, simply being nostalgic isn't enough. I mean, like, Meat Boy is a good example of they, like, take the nostalgia and bring it into, like, today's gaming, like, requirements.
Rogue Legacy as well.
The
feel is unlike old games. It's more fast-paced and just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, simply being nostalgic or simply being throwback isn't enough. And that's all this game does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've heard people talk about it like it's this groundbreaking platformer. Like, it doesn't break any ground. It doesn't do anything. It's annoying when you die, and...
Maybe they're talking literally because you have to dig shit to break ground.
That's funny. a funny thing to say. But, and another thing is, like, it's all as well, like, if that's all it is, but the trophies don't respect the gamer's time. Like, I have a huge problem with trophies that are just, like...
Towerfall.
So annoyingly, like...
20,000 games.
Yeah. But it's, like, there's one trophy, beat the game without spending any money.
You mean I have to beat this again?
Yeah, like, you want me to start over? Like, this is a $13 game. I'm not...
Yeah. I play this for 3 hours.
Even that, like, it's just disrespectful. Like, it's they're asking way too much of the player.
It's pretty cocky as well.
Yeah, like, hey, you like this game? You're going to play it so many times. You know, I played those NES games because that's all there was to play. Like, and that was the thing. Play it over and over again because it's so short.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah, I didn't have my own job to afford new games. So it was like, I buy one game and I play that fucking thing constantly.
If the game was good, though, maybe that would be okay.
No, yeah, okay, fine. If the game's good enough to... Like, most games aren't good enough to play twice.
Right.
These days. But, like, expecting me to play it over and over again, like, the entitlement that it, you know, the baggage that it brings in, like, no, you know what, have fun, you're going to play this 5 more times if you want to platinum it.
Is it only, like, a couple hours?
No, I'm farther than halfway through. It's just an annoying thing. Like, there's one where you play the game without dying, but then it doesn't do anything to, like, get your skill level up to the point where you won't die because of some stupid glitch. Like, I call it a glitch, but, like, the character movement is very random.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the enemies will move left, right, center. Like, it doesn't seem to have any method to it. And, like, the difference between when you bounce on people, like, it could just mess up, and then you'll fall into a pit and die. And there's spikes everywhere. And if you hit the spikes, you die. And one of the trophies is get through the game without dying. Unless there's, like, a secret character that is impervious to spikes, I understand. Like, maybe I can pull that off, but it's just not good enough to demand that kind of... playing. Wow. That, you know, that kind of commitment.
Uh-huh.
And fuck off, it's not as good as Mario, it's not as good as Mega Man.
Dying.
That's the thing, it's not as good as any of the games it's trying to emulate, so fuck off and go home.
That's a problem. Yeah,
fucking
review game. Fuck off, go home.
Fuck off, go home. 2, not even 1.5.
1.5 out of 5.
Anybody who's no, you don't understand because you didn't play those games. I did. They are good games, but trying to pretend that you're anything close to that is shit. Game sucks.
Alright. Did you play any games?
Talking about this game reminded me that I did play Woe Dave, despite you telling me not to download it.
At least Woe Dave was free.
I keep it on there, though.
That's the only reason I'm going to say something good about this game, which is that I kind of had fun playing it for a very short time. And like, beyond 1 hour of play, I have no reason to play it more.
Yeah, and
like,
I think...
I'm not going to do any better than I've done.
See what the chivos are? Like, get this many coins, get this many coins, yeah. get this many coins.
I think they were aware of they had realistic expectations of their players. Here's a game for free, play for a couple hours.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. I don't know, I feel like...
It took them a week. If they made BitTrip,
why would they make a game...
It took them one night at a party.
Yeah. Yeah, why make a game that's like such a limited experience? Why follow up BitTrip with that?
Yeah.
When that's like level after level and you're progressing, whereas now you're just... It's the restart every time and there's no carryover.
What the fuck
it's just,
are they thinking?
Yeah.
Like, hey, this would be good. It's not like a buffer between games.
It's like a flash
it's
game.
It's obviously not like their next game. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
I guess,
we have this. It'd be cool to release this for free. Like, I think that like that kind of stuff probably happens. Like, hey, we threw this together. It'd be cool to get this on PSN and just...
Hey, Sony, we can put this out for free. I don't give a shit to make money on this stupid thing.
Yeah.
We really got our 5 minutes.
It
wasn't advertised as one of the Plus games or anything. It was just free game.
They had, like,
available.
A video on the PlayStation blog.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this game's going to be free. Oh, sweet. But then it wasn't even advertised in, like, the free games the next month. It was just free.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay. Any other games?
I went back and played Destiny a little bit, oddly enough.
When does House of Wolves come out?
I don't know. I'm kind of preparing for that, like, getting back into it. And you can buy a lot of the gear that's, like, the higher-level gear. So if you go in now and get your Crucible up and just let it sit there,
When
it comes out, you just buy up a bunch of shit. And that's kind of what I'm planning on doing. I'm going to casually jump in and then kind of be prepared. And it'll help me skip from like level 30 to 34 or 33 or whatever. Because I ain't at 32 right now.
Yeah, House of Wolves, May 19th, same day as The Witcher 3.
That's soon. I thought it was June or something.
Do you guys want to comment on my anti-hyping as of late?
For Witcher 3?
Yeah.
What do you mean, anti-hyping?
Yeah, we had a battle the other day.
The hyping, well, that was fake. I was at work. Bored. How can I get these guys to keep talking to me?
I opened my phone and I had 183 messages on. I was like,
wow.
Oh my god.
I'm not going back up.
I did. And actually, you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation, actually.
Oh,
it was funny.
So great.
Your trolling was amazing.
Thank you.
It was really good.
Where is it? Was it in the My Good Buddies thread? Or was it the All Range Mode thread?
BNF, I think.
Don't talk about the trolling. I felt like you had some actual hate in that. You're hiding behind.
No way.
I think reading it like in a row after the fact, I probably interpreted Joe better than any of you guys did at the time. Like, it was gold, his trolling. And then he commented on himself double trolling. It was good.
There was almost a triple troll. I was going to deny the whole thing.
Triple troll.
I was going to deny the whole thing and be like, what are you guys talking about? And then yell triple troll. Where is it? I have to see it.
I don't understand the points you're trying to make. You're saying it's not like Skyrim because Skyrim was your fucking be-all, end-all.
No, all I was saying was, is like, hey, I was looking forward to this because it was going to fill the need for that game. It was going to fill my Skyrim fucking hunger.
But what did you get from Skyrim that is not in this game?
Okay, well, there's no bow and arrow. There's no dungeons, as far as I've seen. There's no dragons. The environment is
You like the dragons?
I loved hunting dragons.
This game is hunting.
No.
It is.
It was amazing when a dragon, like two dragons would fucking show up and just like, yeah, take them down. There's no
that was
like,
cool.
Yeah, like the all the things we talked about in Skyrim, like going in, saving up lockpicks, like looting and just having like, there's no looting in Witcher.
You don't know that. Of course there's looting. You're always getting new shit. You're getting new armor, you're getting new swords, you're getting fucking, apparently the crossbow's dicks, but.
The crossbow is terrible. It looks like. Fighting for 64, the fighting mechanic, like A until the enemy dies. Have you watched the videos how fast the fucking health goes down? Like your character's health? That's annoying. All the fucking
it's difficult.
Bumble, trumble, boil, and let me see the Witches 3. And then like
I don't know what you're talking
weird
about.
Things show up, like just the storytelling is all like gothy and all that stuff. Wasn't into that.
I thought the character design is
and they
absolutely
do look
incredible.
Like fucking
were those,
Shrek.
Those witches?
They all look
talking
like Shrek.
About? Those three witches? The boil. not listening to me?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. No, I happened to just stumble upon our Survivor Man conversation. You like blurred stills of the sound guy wearing a Bigfoot mask. Shut up and good night.
You reminded me of something.
Here, my first giant troll, and you could not have expected this to be true. I said, I think maybe I'm just a more mature gamer than you guys. Like, I only play serious games, and you all like simpler, more bro-y games. You thought I was being sincere. And then Dan, you got mad, and then I said, wait, hold on. What was the second one? I just have a better understanding of what makes a quality, rewarding experience. Whereas a lot of the time, you guys can't see the bullshit. Like, you're kind of IGN-ized. The
problem is, I feel like you're hiding behind the troll, but you actually believe that.
What?
Absolutely. I totally believe that you believe that.
That I think you like bro-y games?
Yeah. That you have, a higher understanding of games than I do.
What?
Uh-oh, shit's getting real.
I think that's what you think. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Because I know you think that.
And then after I said, sorry, this isn't making sense to you guys. Sometimes I forget who I'm talking to. You thought that was sincere?
Yeah, because I said you were bad at games. I was like, oh, fuck, he's getting on his fucking pissed off high horses again.
I honestly just have to limit my expectations of what kind of critical debate you guys are capable of. I need to make sure I stick to things like, that's gay or you're gay. Stuff you guys can understand. You thought that I was being
that's
serious.
That's all I do, though.
That you thought I was being serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deleting this fucking messenger.
Fuck you, man.
You're a better troll than you know.
I can't believe you think I'm capable of that. That I have some, weird higher authority because,
I thought, I swear to God, that's what we were going for the whole time. I didn't think in your mind you were going, this will be a fun troll. I thought you were like, you motherfuckers, you think
that's
bad at games?
Trolls aren't obvious, though. Trolls are trolls. Just a little piece of bait. I mean, troll successful. Double troll successful.
I suppose.
And now the triple troll.
I'm glad you're not true. You're not. You don't actually believe that.
I can't believe
you
think that.
Because
you
do suck at games. I'm better at you than games.
I guess we're moving on.
You know what? I played Destiny this week. And I don't know if this is worth saying, but I couldn't remember what happens when you die in Destiny. I was like, what happens when you die? You respawn,
yeah.
You start the level again, and I was really worried about dying, and then I died, and it was just like, respawn in 5 seconds, and I was like, that's it? I don't lose anything? I just respawn?
Back to it.
I was totally tripped up from Bloodborne, and I was like, that was so fucked up, the fact that there was no bad, what's the word I'm looking for?
Repercussion?
Repercussion to me dying. It was a really weird feeling. And it just goes to... That's the only thing I want to say about Bloodborne this week. So there we go.
Oh, you want to... Okay.
Yeah.
That was a hidden Bloodborne prop?
Game
no, 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 no. I just...
Well, Destiny's meant to get you from beginning of the strike to the end. Go right through it.
No, and I never complained about that once when I played Destiny. It was
I
just...
I thinking that
was... It was
weird.
An odd feeling.
It doesn't matter how many times I die during this whole thing. I just get the same loot at the end.
Yeah. There are, nightfalls where you can't die or you go back to space, orbit,
yeah,
or whatever.
That's nuts.
Which is cool. And I kind of hated that, but loved it at the same time, so...
Yeah.
I'm not dissing Destiny. It was just, the repercussions of Bloodborne on my gaming now. It's like... It changed me for the next game that I went to play. It was a weird feeling. Very weird. So...
Got some PGA Tour videos... Looking tight.
That was really fucking
got good. Delayed.
It did? To when?
From June to July. I think it's purely marketing. There's a big golf tournament in July. Fuck that.
PGA Tour starts?
No, it's a different tournament. It's not PGA Tour. I mean, wait a minute. It's all PGA.
Is it called...
Professional golfing?
It's Rory McIlroy PGA? Or yeah. Just Rory McIlroy Golf?
PGA Tour.
Yeah, Roy McIlroy, PGA Tour.
I played Doug's favorite game of 2014 this past week.
Of really?
Ground Zeroes?
Ground Zeroes? I have it as a deleted game on my library of games.
Did
I have
you
to
buy
re-download
it?
To play
it.
Yeah,
I'm so close to deleting it. It's been there since I
have you guys played it at all?
No, I played
every
10
time
minutes.
Every time I flick by, I'm like, should I reinstall this? Nah, I'd rather play nothing.
I can't stand sneaking around.
No?
I don't...
Sneaking's really bad, but the sneaking in this game is actually is really good. I
might have missed something in the tutorial that they gave you at the beginning.
There is a huge tutorial.
Okay.
And like it slowly walks you through every little bit. And
call in the chopper.
And the buttons are totally different than what you're used to. Like shooting and pulling out your gun is not the same. But the fact, like Dead Space did this, and not many other games do this. Like from the third person perspective, like I don't think any game has actually ever done this. Where, you, like as Snake, you're from the shoulder. Like say you pull out your gun, you're looking over the right shoulder. You can switch shoulders, like where the camera is looking.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can also go first person. So you're looking down the sights. I loved that.
How did you switch that? I don't remember being able to switch that.
I don't know. It was one of the button prompts. I was just like fooling around, going back and forth. And it's really cool. Just like I didn't want to kill anybody, so I was using the suppressor, or not the suppressor, the sleeper darts.
Yeah.
And you shoot one, and then it takes like 30 seconds for that guy to fall asleep. But if you shoot more, it like cuts it in half.
Nice.
And if you shoot like three, pretty much falls asleep instantly. So finding that balance, like you only have a certain amount of bullets per.
Can you pull the vials back out of the?
You like, can't
recollect.
No, that'd be cool though.
Well, then you just.
I mean, it wouldn't make sense, right? Yeah, it wouldn't make sense if like the serum goes into them and then you pull it back out full. But I enjoy doing that. I really like sneaking. I was in like a huge sneak mood, I just like sat back. I closed all the blinds, like turned the fucking lights off, and just all right. I'm gonna take it slow.
It's kind of a weird sandbox. Like, there's so many different things that you can like achieve, but without like doing any research, it's very difficult to say like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do on this playthrough.
Yeah.
Because the playthrough doesn't necessarily end. It's kind of weird. It's like being in Mario 64 and not knowing which star you're going after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Just playing. Freely, like I don't know what I'm doing.
I got a clue here. God, that game is epic.
I
they just drop you in a map with a clue, and you run around like that. The jump was from Super Mario World to Mario 64.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
Insanity. Oh,
remember that last shitty game legendary. You played? Well, still a good game, but
Mario World was good, but it's get to the end of the level. You know, like
yeah.
Mario World, it's get to the flag at the end. And then they drop you in Mario 64. There's no flag. Collecting stars? What is this? Mind blown. My fucking 10-year-old boner.
Fucking best game of all
time. Direct.
That's it.
But there is direction. There is direction in like certain missions. Because like after you beat Ground Zeroes, which is like the story mission, the main story mission, it unlocks like 8 other like subsidiary missions, like where you can just go in and exfiltrate somebody and fucking
sneak yeah, but those around. Are those options are available to you. You just don't know.
There's no, there are different type. Missions.
Oh, really?
You choose a mission and then that's your goal to go through.
Oh.
So it's the same map. It's just you have different missions to go through. I
like Mario 64.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't like Kiefer Sutherland. As the voice of Snake, that's fucking weird. Like,
He's the only voice of Snake I've ever known.
I've played
Snake Blitzkin,
Sons of Liberty, Snake Eater, Twin Snakes. I didn't play 4, but I played pretty much all of them. And Snake always has that distinctive fucking Snake voice. So when it's a different guy talking, I was like, what is this? What is this joke? Like, I feel like he's going to come back in Phantom Pain and actually be in it. And then, like, whatever his name is, fucking Kiefer Sutherland is going to be, like, Solid Snake, and the other guy is going to be Liquid Snake. And I don't understand Gas the story. Snake. I hate the story. I don't get it. But the game's fun. I had a lot of fun playing it.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not reviewing it because I didn't play it enough.
All right, so let's get to the meat.
To the meat.
To the meat.
They always moan, it's not the
the shop down there. Closing down, they're closing down another run. One way. Again, like I read it from beginning to end. I think maybe I had a unique perspective. I wasn't drawn in.
Yeah. And well, where the fuck's your stance on Witcher?
On Witcher?
Any of your shit?
I've seen very little, which I think means I'm not spoiled to, like, Joe maybe had some bad impressions.
So you're not instantly on our side.
So he hasn't seen that it looks like Shrek.
I haven't seen it looks like Shrek. And I'm just hoping it's fun enough that, you say 200 hours, it's 200 hours of fun. Like, fucking Fallout was 200 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so many side missions. Right, but just
voice.
Let the gameplay be fun. Don't make it like the same mission over and over again. Like, hunt a new enemy that just looks different and fights different. I don't want that. You know what I mean? I want, I don't know, some kind of world that's atmospheric and feels fun to kind of be around and discover new locations and stuff.
I think this is it.
You know what? If I get 30 hours of that, which is the main story, I'm okay with it. I'll be happy. If I get more, it's just bonus. Oh, and it's a better
game.
Were
you saying with side story, with side missions?
No.
You say you pick them up constantly.
Even the fact that they give their main character a voice is annoying. And it's always annoying when that happens.
I like his voice.
It's not always annoying.
It's fucking Batman, but I like his voice.
It's always annoying. 9 times out of 10, the main character is bad. Mass Effect and Last of Us are the only two that have
played. Actually, I don't like fucking Shepard. But anyways.
Okay, well.
He sounds like a robot, but I don't know how you guys have never mentioned that. I feel like I just opened a can of worms. I want to close.
I'm just...
Oh, what did you say?
Reverse. Close it up.
Just want to close that can of worms back.
I know what you're saying, though. Sometimes it's better for them to be silent.
Shepard's not that good.
He isn't that good. I feel like the game's okay, good. So good, like, over top of it.
Yeah, I'm willing to ignore that.
Have you ever seen Shepard dance?
No.
I think the developers are pretty aware that they can't, like, he is, like, deliberately whitewashed. Because, okay, like, it's all what you put into the character, like...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
When he's negative, he's kind of, like, being the... Like, he's not... He doesn't pull off a bad guy or good guy very well.
Right.
And I think that they kind of are aware of that, because, like, there's no way they can build a game like Mass Effect, or a fucking saga like Mass Effect.
Right.
And give the character, like, give a... You know, every single tree you go through, like, those hard lefts and hard rights.
Right.
Where Delson might be a good example of, like, when they actually pulled off good and bad.
Yeah, but they did.
It's a smaller idea.
Extremely small. They barely deviated. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. He just got angry when he said shit.
So, this week on the All Rangeable Podcast, yes, we finally achieved a goal.
Are we done talking about The Witcher?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to say one more point. The video that we were arguing about to begin with, did you ever watch the new fucking gameplay for it?
I've seen the GameStop videos, yes.
You watched that new trailer, and...
I watched part 1 and part 3.
GameSpot?
Gameplay, yes.
GameSpot, where they talked about it?
I watched gameplay and, like, the time, and the first one, where it's introduction. Did you watch? I didn't watch the world of it.
Okay, that was a good one. And then afterwards, when they talk about it, did you watch that? Like, the round table, there's three guys talking about
it? Oh, I can watch people talk about games forever, and I will... vibe on all, dude, of it.
But like they're playing it as gamers. They're like, we stopped like covering other games because we knew that there was something special about this game, so we flew out to fucking Poland to go and like cover this game. So they said they played 6 hours of it, and the one guy was like a seasoned Witcher player. He's a fucking good game. And the other guy was like, oh, I didn't play 1 and 2. They didn't, like, I don't know, they didn't flow with me. They sucked.
You really gotta watch for stuff like that, though.
But he was saying, like, I played the first 6 hours.
GameSpot. Right?
Stop. No, Spot. Yeah, sorry.
GameSpot.
Stop is the store.
So, like, if they're low in hits or clicks for the month, or for the previous month, they can spend $10,000 on a marketing campaign to get more clicks. Or they can fly out and interview CD Projekt.
They're actually talking about, like, honest opinions, though. They can't...
I thought, yeah, and it sounds like the guys at CD Projekt are very, very sincere. And I have no problem with The Witcher. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. I'm just saying it's not what I was overhyping, you know, myself.
What
to
if it's something different?
Anticipate.
If it's something
That's
different,
fine.
Like it.
And you know what? I had the same kind of...
you didn't like Skyrim before
I had the
it
same
came
second thoughts before Skyrim. Yes, I did. I was just like, I don't know about it. And, like, I never said... It's still my number four most anticipated game.
Does that mean something, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still more excited about it. I'm just, like, hitting the brakes a little bit. Hitting the brakes. Dehyping is what I called it.
I was just confident in what the guy said. Like, I didn't play the 1 and 2. I was like, okay, we're in the same boat here. He's like, I didn't like those games. I was like, okay, sweet. And he's like, I played this game for 6 hours. The first 6 hours are, like, you play a first hour like every other game, every other open world game that is linear and just kind of gets you into the world, and then you get let loose and you do whatever the hell you want. You can follow the main story, you can go pick up side missions, talk to different people, and do shit all over the place. But he was like, it's amazing after 6 hours. I can't wait to play more. I'm just hoping that it can keep that momentum going for 200 hours like it says it can.
Well, in one of those videos, they talk about, like, that's way too far for me to travel, so I'm going to fast travel. And it's like, all the different missions or the fetch quests or whatever they put you on, like, if the map is too big and I'm just fast traveling, then you've lost me. Like, I don't care to... Then it's just like, you know, go into the next room, collect it, go back to the first room, you know, go finish that conversation.
But you can never fast travel somewhere you've never been, right?
Yeah, you always
have to. So as long as it's just big enough to discover, like, it's the same with Skyrim.
But that was the beauty of Skyrim, is that
it's one open.
While you're galloping, you can see an entrance to a cave and just decide, I'm going to go in there and see what it's about.
Right, but the Witcher...
And then you find a mask, but you have no idea what the mask is.
You can fast travel in Skyrim.
But you don't want to.
Yeah, you really don't want
to. Well, you do when you're...
If I fast travel in Skyrim, I'm like, I'm missing everything between A and B. And it seemed like that's not really what they were talking about.
I think the good thing about Skyrim was that you could do whatever the hell you wanted. It's like, I could go straight to the objective, or I could deviate.
The way it breaks down is medieval, you know? And it's very like...
Yeah, check.
Okay, what was the thing? Fantasy. It's fantasy.
Yeah.
But if you can divide fantasy into all the different, like, things that I like about it, like, the whole goth aspect is not really one of them.
I understand what you're talking about, goth.
And it really turns me off. Witches and spells and all that stuff and...
That's not goth.
Demons. It's just... That's goth.
Dude, that shit was in Skyrim and Oblivion. Like, Oblivion was all about hell and shit. Like, demons and whatnot.
Skyrim was about the Thieves Guild. There was like the School of Magic, which is far in one direction, but there was also things that catered to me, like the Brotherhood, and, you know, like, and just like, or,
there's gonna be many of those storylines, though, like, away from the main story. The main story is about some chick you gotta find, and...
Yeah, but I never had to use my sword in Skyrim. I don't think that this is gonna give me a similar kind of choice, you know?
The bow was amazing. The bow was an amazing way to attack a stronghold.
The sneaking, like...
Snipe in the head.
I'm not saying, like, hey, it's not Skyrim, so I'm not going to like it. I'm just saying, like, these are the things I liked about that experience. It doesn't seem to offer me any of those. That's why I'm skeptical. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. And then you guys said, you're an idiot. You're fucking gay. You don't like games. And then I was like, you know what? And okay, let's get into this then. Let's make jokes. I made two comments, like, hey, I'm hitting the brakes because of this, and you said, no, your opinion's wrong. And you and Dan both did it.
I think I said that.
Well, in one word or less.
Your attacking opinion was, it looks stupid. It looks like Shrek or some shit.
They do look like Shrek, and that's a huge turnoff for me.
I don't get what the hell you're talking about.
They look like fucking Shrek.
Like, big face.
Fat face, yeah.
Big puffy.
You know how it looks like stress. Stretch.
Strix.
Anyway, so... Do you want to read Zach's... Zach's feedback?
Sure.
Zach and you.
I need 10 seconds.
9. 8. Oh, first of all, thanks for leaving us the feedback, Zach. And thanks for leaving us a question that we can answer that we are about to dive into. Pretty excited about that. Anybody else... Who wants to contribute?
Oh, we're going to spend some time on this one.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
This is like, actually...
Zach, thank you.
And anything that you... Sorry, I'm in the middle. Anybody who's listening, if you want to add content, if you want to drive content and decide what you're going to hear, go to allrangemode.com and just leave a question in the comment thread immediately below the episode heading, and it'll make an episode. It'll turn into half or an entire episode, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to go on Twitter and just leave an idea for a top five, Facebook top five, website top five, or just anything you want to hear us talk about. Yeah, just the top fives are the greatest because
it inspires discussion.
That's when we argue,
and it can be top five anything.
Hate each other.
Yep. So okay, this week Zach did mention that he had a topic, and I actually thought this was going to be like a small thing, and then when we started thinking about it, it actually expanded. Like we have a lot of ideas for this topic, but his topic was this: what gaming icon would you like to see work on a different franchise? That doesn't even
do
justice. I have to remake my list.
And what franchise? Also, what would be the worst idea ever? Okay, so the examples explain what he's talking about. So, for first, it would be the creator of Bloodborne doing Cyberpunk 2077. Actually, this doesn't do justice.
Yeah, I think the idea
Let's re-explain.
Like, it's very difficult to narrow down, like, oh, it's Cliff Bleszinski. I want him to make or to deal with this franchise. What I did was take, like, game development teams. Like, wouldn't it be great to see this team make a game for this franchise? The huge example is what we used to talk about, like, oh my god, wouldn't it be crazy if DICE would make a Star Wars Battlefield game?
Yeah, like DICE, the pinnacle of multiplayer shooters, in my opinion, probably your opinion.
I want to slay the driver of an AT-AT, and you know, like, I like just all of that. Like, I want Battlefield with Star Wars skins.
Yeah, and when it was announced,
and here we are, and yeah, we've been talking about it weekly for the past 2 years.
So yeah, so like that's
something like that. So now it's time to birth new hopes and dreams, new wildest expectations into the world.
Yeah.
So that's what I took from it. Obviously, I overhyped his feedback.
I also took
that's what I do.
It's too bad Dan's not here because he's really good at this as well.
Yeah, he's good at this.
Yeah, he's Dan really good at wild expectations, is what I'm trying to say.
Dan would just be like, well, I could say it's going to be awesome, but it'll probably be shit, and it's not out yet, so I don't know.
So Zach wanted to do developer making certain game.
Yes.
Like, what if Hideous Kojima made Zelda?
I made
development house.
Yeah, development house, yeah. making certain game, or
I feel like that's better because
style game.
Right. I don't know, like, the lead developers on these games, you know what I mean? I know the software house at best, so
let's say if like BioWare made GTA.
Right.
Or some shit, like some stupid.
Remember that game? Wouldn't it be sick if it was this way though? Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright, I'll go first.
Please do.
Ooh.
I'll go first. And we're not ordering these. Or anything like
that. I got a number one.
You got a number one? I don't have a number one, so I'm going to go first. Number one on the list, Rockstar.
All right.
You know, you got GTA, you got fucking Red Dead. It's a similar style of gameplay, open universe, so to speak. Let's put that open universe into the Marvel universe.
Whoa.
And have heists, yes. Where you can be Iron Man, the Hulk, and maybe Hawkeye.
What are you heisting?
You're stealing the Tesseract or some gay shit. I don't know. Fuck. I'm just saying, like, an open,
Storm
like,
the Tower?
A GTA. Like, okay, the inspiration here is Lego Marvel is amazing. Or sorry, yeah, Lego Marvel was awesome. And it was just open world Marvel heroes. You're going around, like, some of them, like, sometimes you want to get through a certain door, so you got to be Hulk. Or sometimes you want to fly really fast, so you got to be Thor. You know, like, it's just, like, the idea works so well in a Lego game.
Yeah.
Like, to get a well-polished, like, deep story about all the trials and tribulations that, like, the Avengers go through. Like, they turn on each other. They don't really trust that, like, you know, some people hold Thor accountable for, like, the whole cosmic threat to Earth.
Yeah.
A lot of people hold Thor, like, you're responsible for that. You came to Earth and you fucked everything up. So, like, there could be inner turmoil, the same as there is in the movies. Just Marvel.
Can I counter that?
Oh, I just want to run around.
I want to add to that in something similar.
Think about, like, in GTA. No, ahead, in GTA, please. You get into a plane and all of a sudden you're a jet pilot. Like, you could get into you could be Iron Man and then you're flying around the city. Or you're Hulk or you're Captain America, where it's much more like infiltration and sneaking. You know, like, Iron Man's not the best guy at sneaking.
Okay, but
Cap might be. And the girl.
Red
Black
hair.
Widow. Black Widow might be better at, like, doing those missions. Red hair.
Nailed it.
Right. Anyway, so that's a good idea. I'd like to see Rockstar
expand a little bit.
What does Rockstar bring to the table in that regard?
Just the cohesive open world experience.
Okay. Yeah, a polished, like they seem
pretty good at like building a world that works. You know, everything seems to make sense in that game.
Yeah, GTA 5 feels alive.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it to feel scripted. I want it to feel kind of like there's just things going on, and well, maybe scripted is the wrong. I don't want it to feel linear. You know.
Okay. I understand.
Or maybe like
this is gonna counter okay, my well, counter.
Phase one of the Avengers movies is all the origin stories. So why not put that all in like kind of the same game? I know it's a little difficult because Cap is older.
I like the idea of taking the Marvel Universe and stuffing it into a game. I'm just asking why Rockstar.
Yeah, Iron Man, Hulk, Spider-Man, maybe a couple other. They're all in the same generation.
Is it an open world game?
They're all in the same generation.
Well,
all be
here's what I was going to say. I was going to counter with Sucker Punch. Because I was trying to find like, okay, Second Son was a great game.
Ooh,
of this generation,
Sucker Punch.
What would be a good like?
Yeah, you are a superhero.
What would be a good
franchise
for Sucker Punch to take on? And I couldn't come up with one. And I'm thinking maybe Marvel fits that formula
because they like yours better.
They do superhero pretty good.
Yeah, I like yours.
It's not open world, which counters my counter, but they could do some cool power stuff that could feel amazing in a
yeah
in a cool
Second
city.
Second Son is much smaller.
It
than
is,
than I
it
would
is.
Look forward to in this game.
Yeah, so I was thinking
I would want certain superheroes to be worlds apart. At some point in this game, you know what I mean? Like, and then you kind of get to, you know, downtown New York or whatever, if it's based on phase one.
I was like, who can I put, what franchise can I put for Sucker Punch? I thought Marvel, and I said, it doesn't work for that exact reason.
Yeah, because it's too small.
Yeah, but I don't think Rockstar brings anything to the table that Bethesda couldn't, or whoever makes Witcher or whatever else. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
The thing with Rockstar is I don't think they could play in that sandbox, like, the kind of joking, not so serious.
I think I'm like, pretty sure that's all they do.
I'm
their stories are not serious. Their stories are
Red
like
Dead's
jokes.
Red Dead's pretty serious.
Yeah, but it still has its jokes. It has like a golem character. Fucking
yeah.
Well, but
there's one.
I was thinking. Crackdown. The
ooh.
Like those guys, like the developers of that did. Grand Theft Auto 3. Like, they took, like, some of the main developers on GTA 3 went to whatever the fuck team made the first Crackdown.
Yeah.
Crackdown was so much fun. If that was bigger, like, there are superhero open world games, but I think Crackdown was the most fun you could have in an open world.
Yeah. Like, if you played Marvel Lego, like, you would know that playing as Iron Man, it, you're flying around. And it's really cool because, like, how fluid he can fly around and get to certain places. And he's got, like, the powerful, like, bombs and, like, coming out of his suit. Like, he's fucking Iron Man. But then, like, after a while, you get Hulk. And you can't fly. But, like, when you're running down the street as Hulk, there's cars coming out and you just keep running. just plowing through things. And, like, the car, like, every, I mean, this is Lego, like, the fucking Lego cars just burst into a million Lego pieces and like all the little studs, like you're just collecting money as you're running down the street. Yeah. It's just like,
that's cool.
This is amazing. Like, and they could do something like that. Like just make it
a
completely different world as the Hulk, but you're in the same game.
The thing is, I talk about that, but Saints Row 4, they had that superhero thing where you were literally running down the street just like that. Like, as fast as you can go, and cars were just...
Nice.
And then you would just jump down and just skyscraper jump, and then soar through the fucking world.
There's like a certain...
But Saints Row was just like...
for those Marvel characters.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, yes,
that's the thing.
I finally get to live out this, you know, like a B Spider-Man.
Just even like a really well-done superhero game.
Yeah, I would love that. TJ, what do you got?
Am I up?
Yeah.
Mope. Number 4.
All right, I'm trying to think what I want to put on my list here.
I can go again.
No. So,
excuse me.
You could probably put a lot of franchises to this developer, but Blizzard.
Ooh.
And,
yeah.
Proud of them.
You, so did I.
You're probably going to consider this a waste, but I'm putting it to Star Wars because I'm thinking about like either MMO and like a Not like the
Star Wars Star
KOTOR sense. Mm. Or RTS, even.
Yeah, real time.
The vehicles and like the way they interact with each other and the races and all that. You can definitely have a really good RTS, like StarCraft.
Blizzard is perfect at balancing, though.
Yeah.
There are those games, but if Blizzard made a Star Wars game.
Yeah, they were made by the Age of Empires guys.
Yeah.
Which wasn't as good.
Like, Blizzard is somehow spot on with fucking...
Like, 5 years ago, I would have been raving about... Or 10 years ago is probably more accurate. I would have been raving about, like, I need a Star Wars skin on my fucking Command & Conquer 3. I need it. Like, you could download mods to select, like, different color schemes for your ships.
Oh, yeah.
And I would do them all, like, white and gray, so they look like fucking stormtroopers and, like in CNC 3, I think, is the one where they have, like, mechs that you can thing. Like, I was just like, this needs to be Star Wars. I need it. And then, like, there was Empire at War, but it was made by the wrong team. It just kind of fell flat. Some people swear by Empire at War. I guess, like, if you're the Imperials, your highest tech level is, like, you just build a Death Star. And if you don't achieve that tech level, like, you would go onto a planet and run skirmishes and try and take over the planet. If you had the Death Star, you just destroy that planet. That planet's off your map. It's no longer there. Like, it was pretty deep, I guess, this Empire War game, but...
Really?
It wasn't the Command & Conquer. It wasn't the fucking Red Alert, you know, version. Like, that great playstyle.
You're even saying a lot of names that probably, in my opinion, don't compare to StarCraft.
Well,
to me, StarCraft is RTS. I mean, I know everything, there's plenty of other RTS that exists, but I don't know, to me, did StarCraft not pioneer or, like, perfect RTS?
But that was an offset of Command & Conquer, though, wasn't it? Blizzard made Command & Conquer.
I don't think so. They made... Warcraft, like, 1 back in the day.
EA did
Command & Conquer. And then 2 and then StarCraft or something like that.
EA StarCraft was different from Command & Conquer?
Absolutely.
Wow. News to me.
Command & Conquer was a big one back in the day. Maybe a competitor.
I was looking at the developer of Star Wars Galaxies.
Oh, that's...
And if that was still going on.
No, I don't think so.
No. Cancelled in 2011.
Yeah.
Taken out.
Old Republic.
EA had the fucking license to that. Sony Online Entertainment developed Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah, it was a...
Which was a Star Wars RTS?
Which is now Daybreak or something?
It was a super serious Star Wars RTS... MMO. That, I guess, like, it took people hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours to become a Jedi.
Oh, okay.
And then they released it wasn't very user-friendly, so they released a patch.
I remember you talking about
this. Be a Jedi.
And then
select Jedi. That's as far as the stories that I've been told. That's what it was. What do you got?
What do I got? Let's see. Number 5. This one sucks. I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah. Some of these won't inspire discussion.
Bethesda makes an open world Lord of the Rings game. I feel like that's just what has to happen.
Do you really want that?
I do. Not as playing as the Fellowship.
Yeah, yeah. But you just want it to be in
just
Middle
a guy, just a guy who's going around like.
You want the world to exist.
The world to exist during the War of the Ring, and you're playing as just like a random dude. You might be the chosen one, whatever.
you might be the chosen one.
One of 1 million.
And you just go around doing shit alongside that aids the Fellowship to get their stuff done.
Like Faramir, but a little bit less? Like,
yeah.
Like someone who's with Faramir,
like,
but not Faramir?
We need you to go to Osgiliath. We need you to go fight in Osgiliath to fend off the wardens.
But those kinds of situations don't happen in Bethesda games.
But they could.
Okay.
Can I just do my version of that and say that my number one was Bethesda Game of Thrones?
Oh.
I just want Westeros to exist. I want to be able. That's why I said the world. Like, I want to traverse the world of Westeros and that's maybe Essos, and have those stories going on while I bounce around and do whatever.
Yeah, like you randomly there. Go into a city that's like in real time, like their war is happening.
Uh huh.
See, oh my fuck.
But the thing about Skyrim and Fallout is that you're almost frozen in time. You're never going to change the world. in either of those games.
But you still have your own story. You know what I mean?
That's exactly. What I'm saying. Like, yeah. No, and that's fine. Like, but if you were in Middle Earth, you wanted to be like on the cusp of that, like the War of the Rings.
See if there's
and
like
if you're in Game of Thrones, you wanted to be on the cusp of like winter is kind of like.
I actually don't need that.
Say if there's it takes the entire entire story of Lord of the Rings, the entire story of Game of Thrones, puts it in a 200-hour like real time arc.
Oh, I love that.
That you're
I
like,
love that.
You start if playing, and then it's just like you're at 50 hours, and fucking Robb Stark just got stabbed.
I love like a real time game where like you've got 15, 20, 200, like you're saying, like something's gonna happen in 200, whether you're there or not.
Like your experience, the story is happening in the world, and the world is changing around you, and you're like, what the fuck? I was just fighting with these guys, but now they're taken over by Lannisters, something like that.
I have two that I can piggyback
on. The Telltale games, Game of Thrones, does this perfectly. It exists, let's say, I don't know, between seasons 3 and 4, and it's irrelevant even where you are. Like, I'm not even sure if it's 3 and 4, but you interact with characters that exist in that universe as if, like, the off-scenes that you're not seeing in Game of Thrones could very well be this storyline. But it's a storyline of a different house.
Yeah.
And it really is. It's cool to see it intertwine with those other storylines, but it has nothing to really do with it. But again, it's that universe, right? You bounce from the Wall to King's Landing to somewhere in between. You know what I mean? And you go to Essos for another as well, to another family member, so...
Yeah, if it's open world, and you're like, should I go into that dungeon? Like, in that dungeon, like, some major shit might be happening somewhere else where I could...
But you have shit to do.
You got, like, I gotta get a better fucking sword. I gotta get in there.
Okay, do you guys want to hear my Bethesda or my time-sensitive first? I'm going to go at two, because they're both relevant.
We'll hit Bethesda, because we just did ours.
We're on it, baby.
Okay, but don't forget about the time-sensitive thing.
Okay.
Okay, my Bethesda, I'm thinking smaller, more intimate, Bethesda-made World War II era Europe.
What is that?
Like Band of Brothers type thing, but...
Yeah, but Bethesda. Like, where maybe you're, you know, you don't know what side of the war you're on, and, like, you can actually, like, just like you can pick fucking... Brotherhood or Thieves Guild or fucking werewolves, you know, like you can just get
you're
involved.
Just a kid in the
yeah, whatever, like World War II era Europe, fucking Poland, Germany, and like you're just walking around, like you can decide to go into that town, but if the town is not run by like who you've pledged your allegiance to, like they wouldn't be friendly to you or things like that. Like, those mechanics exist in both Skyrim and Fallout. You can build alliances, and then, like, that reputation follows with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just a smaller story. You could infiltrate a small town, and, like, maybe they're on the opposite team, but you can relate to this family or something like that. Or just, like, you walk into little villages, and you can decide, I'm calling in troops here. Or I'm going to, like, who am I going to influence? And you're just, like, living out a story within that little world. Just World War II Europe. There's no open world games that are around World War II. Sure. They're all shooters and fucking Americanized.
Yeah, there's no open world games around real events. Life history.
And that, like,
that's actually pretty
of
interesting.
Fucking that side-scroller by Ubisoft. It was free this month. Valiant Hearts.
Yep.
Such a cool story. Like, they go all over France, and it's just like, wow, this shit went down, this kind of stuff. Like, it was, I guess the entire story of that game was based on letters that people had written, like, within this small family. It happened to have, like, two or three characters that were involved in the war and their stories. Wow. And it's just like, that's fucking awesome. Like, the only World War II era games we get are bullshit shooters.
Americans going, fuck, we got them.
Well... Yeah, kind of.
Jerry's!
So that's my Bethesda one. Like, I was thinking what world would be so desolate, but I still want to walk around in it and interact with people. And that's all I can think of was fucking WW.
I lost my daughter.
Yeah, exactly. And you could choose to help that person or steal from them.
What do you want me
to
do?
Or kill them.
Or kill them and never know their story.
I'll tell you cash
money.
That's
the beauty of those fucking games.
Time sensitive.
My time sensitive.
Whoa, I thought we were going number three. Or four.
Well, I have two right here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So that's my Bethesda. My time sensitive, you were saying, like, okay, let's say it's 200 hours long, and the end game is 200 hours whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 3 to 5 hours, Team Ico, Godzilla game. Team Ico. You're in one small town. You got to take down Godzilla.
That's pretty cool.
That's it. That's the game.
Who's Team Ico?
Shadows of the Colossus.
Never played it.
None of us have played it, but...
I couldn't think of any other game... No. I couldn't think of any other game that would be like... You know, Shadows of the Colossus is about scaling large beasts and taking them down. Like,
yeah.
I know Team Ico isn't really the best example, but any team to make that game. This game is 4 hours long.
Team Ico did it. Team Ico did it, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently.
You know what? I'm always thinking... apparently. What's the Cloverfield. I think would make an amazing game. Whether your goal is to get out of the city, to kill the monster, to save the girl, to fucking do something else, I don't know. And you have 4 hours to do it. And there's like different, it's much like Ground Zeroes, where like the whole game is achievement based or trophy based. And it's like,
what are you going to do this run?
Get this trophy. Maybe there are three that you can get in one playthrough, but many of them will take a 3 hour investment, you know? Like, so like you don't have,
why isn't this game made?
I don't know.
It seems like such a fucking great idea. It's the only thing, like, people don't want to spend...
A scripted world. It's only 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to spend 200 fucking hours in a game. So it's like, I'll spend 2 hours and just...
play through it, and then, like... Wait a minute. You didn't kill the monster?
Yeah, what the hell's wrong?
What? No, I saved the girl, and that's how it ends. No, it doesn't. Just that.
What?
That idea, like, it's just not there. Anyway, that would be amazing.
I'm thinking, like, that has to exist, but I can't come up with an example.
There's one game, the one of zombies in the mall, Dead Space, I think has multiple endings, and it is time-sensitive. Dead Rising? Dead Rising.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it has different endings, and it is time-sensitive.
The latest Dead Rising 3 is, like, 20...
The first one...
3 is the same way.
Yeah.
It's like there's a bomber coming in the city or something like that, and you gotta...
Is it really?
Yeah, and you have a small number of hours to play, and then you have to restart.
Yeah.
Achieve what you want to achieve. Yeah, and I just think that it's such an untapped genre. Like,
you gotta keep it small. 20 hours is way too many.
No, two to four hours.
I once described a game called D to you guys from the original PlayStation.
Yeah.
You have 2 hours to beat it, and then restarts, and it's the same thing. The only problem is that's on rails completely, and it's solving puzzles, so... But it's the only thing that comes to mind that kind of closely matches that.
It's kind of like a... It's kind of a live, die, repeat. Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. Like, you could learn something on your playthrough, and you're like, that's going to be important, but I'm worried about this story right now. Like, I'm trying to save the girl. And, you know, like you got to come with us.
I'm glad I learned that mechanic.
We need everyone we can get. Go kill this motherfucker. And you're like, that means I'm walking
this path.
Yeah, I'm walking away from my current objective. And, like, but you know, like, okay, if I want to go on that tree... Then that's like where I need to go, you know?
What you're describing, I'm thinking like...
I mean, the first one could just be like, survive the 2 hours. Maybe it's so crazy that like, it's hard to live through it.
Okay.
If you can get through it alive, that's one achievement. They're like, kill the monster? What?
In your...
You gotta talk to the right people. It's just an awesome idea.
How?
In your vision of this game, do you know you're taking a very distinctive path to go like left or right? Or are you just saying, no?
You can talk to different people and it's like... And they could give you a couple of options, like, "Hey, I heard they're recruiting, you know, in whatever building,
right?"
And then you can decide, like,
or literally
go there.
There could be two alleys, and you don't even realize one's there, but you just take one. I'm just imagining you actually were very distinctive choices, and within 3 hours, every 15 minutes, you made a choice, and it branched out into two every time.
I could say 10.
By the end of 15 minutes, you'd have like 30 choices. So it's a 3 hour experience that has 100 hours of content.
Well, let's say there's 10 end games.
That's just interesting.
And like,
that's
really different cool. People talk about each end game. Like, we gotta take these we gotta take this fucker down. And you're like, you know, it's, you're probably gonna die trying to do that. Or whatever. Like, if enough NPCs tell you, like, give you hints of the possible end games, then you can just go after one and go after another and go after whatever. You know, it'd be cool.
No, I think that's genius.
How has that not happened?
Yeah, this is blowing my mind.
Like, yeah, what you're saying.
How do they not have a 3 hour game that has, every 15 minutes, a tree of two?
Yeah, there's a branch.
And, like, you imagine all the branches.
Like, where are we going to meet?
East one.
How did you play? Like, oh, fuck, this time I played through? Like, every single run is totally different.
It gets, like, less common.
Not only that, like, deeper
you get into that 3 hours.
Okay, well, if the fucking Platinum was like, you know, take him down, and you're like, how did...
Take him down.
What do you mean? You just killed fucking Godzilla?
Just take him down.
Oh, my God. I talked to this one guy.
It's one of 100 variants.
You're like, what the fuck? What did you choose? I chose right, left, left, right, 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 left, left, right.
All
right,
moving on.
No, it's left, yes, up, third.
Over.
And then you have to...
Her.
Yeah, and then you have to tell the girl, no, on the phone, I'm not coming. You're dead.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not saving you.
No. Multiple girls? Which one do you save?
Blonde. You know,
like, that's the thing.
Brunette.
To end this conversation, that is the best premise for a fucking movie ever. Like, it starts at a party. And, like, based on the conversations you have at the party, like, there's this catastrophic event. Cloverfield. And it's what happens in the next hour that makes the movie. They don't kill the monster, but somebody did.
Yeah, you talk to the wrong girl. I mean? She's like, let's go into the bedroom. And then, well, bam, you die in the
while apartment. Doing it.
And they're like, fuck, well, I'm not talking to her again.
Exactly. That's the thing, too, is not every story has the last 2 hours. Some of them only last half hour.
Yeah.
You might get the achievement, but you die.
20 minutes. Like, what the fuck? Who did I talk to?
That's imagine they like gray out the paths you've taken.
We gotta cancel.
Like,
this
don't
episode.
Take it again.
We can't air this shit, man. All
right.
This is awesome.
This is our Kickstarter.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Is there any
that is good
throwaways that we can fly through real quick?
I got. I'm not even on my number four yet.
I got stuns. Go to your number four.
Stuns.
What do you got? Do you have a four?
Okay, naturally I had to throw From Software in there.
Oh.
The Bloodborne guys. I lied. Oh. I said I wasn't going to talk about it. I got two games.
All right.
Resident Evil.
No.
And Dead Space.
No.
I can see Dead Space.
The problem is if you have a team that did it right, why give that franchise to another team? Dead Space is done right.
Okay, but...
I think.
Okay, I like the...
I can see the difficulty.
I guess they're both kind of zombie. Like, okay, let's put it this way. The atmosphere of Bloodborne is insane. The scale of the environments and how they are laid out is amazing. And then you add the difficulty of the actual game. So just imagine a very original mechanic, which is a very difficult gameplay, mixed with the atmosphere of both those games, which have both of the potential. Resident Evil has kind of gone like almost cartoony to the point where it's just like I don't feel very much weight that the enemies in there, if they brought it back to a very serious and dark place with a very challenging game of Bloodborne, or even Dead Space, which is inherently, I don't know, very scary, but maybe just make it more challenging, both would be awesome, I think.
Or even playable trailer. If you found out it was Resident Evil and not Silent Hills, like, that's the kind of bomb that Resident Evil needs.
Absolutely.
That's the new Resident Evil? It's, you know, like, just... Oh,
actually, I was trying to put Silent Hill somewhere on my list, and that's kind of in line with that. Like, just reinvent that kind of shit.
The rabbit hole I thought you were going down, but I think I understand where you're coming from now. But it's the whole, like, Nintendo dilemma. Like, and we mentioned this at the bar. Like, okay, well, talking about Nintendo games, like, do I want Nintendo making other people's games, or do I want other people making Nintendo games? And I couldn't really figure out which one I wanted at all.
Yeah.
Like, I think Nintendo's safe doing what they're doing. I want more from them. I don't want anyone else making those games, and I don't want them making fucking Resident Evil. You know, it just doesn't make sense. And, I mean, I don't have any Nintendo games on my list just for that whole dilemma. Like, just for that specific weird, like, world that they're in.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Do you want Nintendo to make the next fucking Infamous game?
Yeah, no. Like, even like, things like Star Fox and Metroid, I was thinking, like, I wish I had great games. I wish I had great Star Fox, great Metroid. But who else? I couldn't think of anybody.
Yeah.
It's just this weird thing. Like, and yeah, you mentioned Resident Evil and Dead Space were your examples. And it's like, do I really want anyone else making those games? Resident Evil, like, it's exciting to get somebody else. Dead Space, I think, is fine in how it exists. But maybe I could think bigger for Dead Space. And that's where Bloodborne comes in, like a bigger, different experience.
I like the idea of Dead Space. I'm not saying it needs someone to come in and fix it like Resident Evil does.
But you like the mythos of Dead Space.
Mythos,
and you just want to open it up.
Yeah, like bring From Software into that environment and have them do something cool with it, I guess.
Right.
The thing that I get from From Software is that it's just inherently difficult, like hugely challenging, and like just open. I'm imagining Dead Space 1, like the original Dead Space, on you arrive on the Ishimura, that huge fucking planet cracker ship.
You almost have to just raid it.
Yeah, and it's not like you get on the train at the end of each chapter. You have to traverse, like find your way to the next part of the ship. And it's just connected. A connected, huge environment.
Yeah.
Instead of having chapters, ship. Just yeah. like a big ship that you're... Like it's fucking terrifying going down... I've never been down that corridor before. Like, where does that lead? Into the bowels of the ship, like...
Are you thinking of abandoning the whole rogue aspect? You always start from, you know, the cargo bay, for example?
No, you always change. No.
Death has to mean something in the game. Like, Dead Space scared you because there was, like, shocks, like, people jumping out of things.
Fucking imagine Dead Space also... 3 was like, oh, you didn't live? Here's the cutscene again and try again. Like, yeah. It took that fear away.
Yeah, imagine... Okay, I didn't play 2, but imagine having the fear of knowing that the enemy you're going to fight is... very well going to kill you and send you back a little bit. So not only are you scared because things are jumping at you and the atmosphere is very, like, terrifying, but yeah. also the fear of actually dying. Yeah.
Yeah, death is not an option.
Exactly.
Fuck, that sucks.
That's an awesome game. An open world mind, Ishimura.
Sorry. If you don't mind, I think maybe we take a break and catch up in just a couple minutes.
Sure.
Word.
This is kind of a segue. It sucks that we had to cut to bring into it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to pee.
That's alright. I had to pee too. Really fucking bad.
Well, what were we just talking about?
We were talking about Visceral and Dead Space and
expecting more, or not expecting more, but anticipating more.
Yeah, Visceral or Bloodborne makes a Dead Space game. I'll take this one.
I have more of both, except this one, none of these are cold. That's Guinness.
All right.
You want a Guinness?
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Fuck. Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Nathan.
All right, go ahead.
I gotta TJ to get down here.
All right, sorry.
I can't just talk to you.
Sure you can.
Well, I can, but TJ's gonna be here too. TJ.
Oh, I have another Visceral one, so this is perfect for...
Stop!
No, it's okay. Perfect for next.
All right.
I mean, this Thanks, is a chain reaction. This is a chain reaction yes. to good conversations.
We love Visceral. All
right, so you're... Pretty much. By the end of this conversation, is Visceral still going to be an option?
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Oh, you want that?
Please.
You like it?
I just popped Coors, so I'm saving the guinea.
Okay.
All right, so in the spirit of Dead Space, in the spirit of whoever made Dead Space making dope games... Visceral has a great track record, aside from Battlefield Hardline, which was a mistake in the history of games.
It was an unwanted child.
Yeah, nobody wanted. They didn't want to make that. This is their excuse.
Abort that.
To make Star Wars Bounty Hunter. The systems, the engine, everything is already there. With Dead Space.
I feel like you know, just like the rest of the world knows, that this already is happening.
I said this...
It's such an obvious hope.
When they said EA has a Star Wars license, it was... That's a perfect fit.
Okay, so let me...
They're making a Bounty Hunter game where you get to have a jetpack, you're in space.
Yeah, at the risk of belittling your recommendation here, your comment.
Ooh.
Ooh. The whole world knows that Visceral is going to make a Star Wars game.
Do they?
And your expectation is...
That they're going to make a Bounty Hunter game, because the systems are already there.
I hope Visceral makes a Star Wars game.
No, Star Wars... Star Wars Bounty Hunter. Did you hear that, Rip? Yeah. Did you hear that?
That was previously recorded.
I was just catching up.
Just catching up.
So I was waiting for a couple
I love
weeks.
The idea.
Just I'll fart in my phone so when he's back, he can listen to it.
That was a congratulations to Kyle.
Okay.
I love the idea that when TJ catches up on a thread, he watches every video. He doesn't move on to the next comment until the video is watched. Until every fucking fart.
Hey, a soundbite. A soundbite. What is that?
You put it right up to your ear.
Because you guys are talking.
That's what TJ heard in the last 10 seconds.
All right.
Anyways.
Just catching up.
No, sorry. My anticipation was that they're going to make
Star Wars game,
a Bounty Hunter game. Because
yeah.
Star Wars Bounty Hunter was made. It sucked. Imagine how good it can be.
Okay, well, if you want me to imagine how good it can be, I will delve into that. Because there are plenty of Star Wars horror, like, stories.
Ooh.
One called, Dark Disciple, not Dark Disciple, oh shit,
You could have said that.
Death Trooper is what it's called, and okay. It's essentially zombies as stormtroopers. Like, there's a whole thing, like, and even in Clone Wars, there was a subplot about, like, these, like, parasites that, in, like, the clones, like, went into Geonosis, and there was, like, a queen... And, like, parasites went into their, like, fucking bodies and essentially turned them into, like, zombies. Like, there's cool horror stories in the Star Wars universe. If it was that, like, your goal is to go and infiltrate and see what happened to this Star Destroyer. And you get on board and it's just, like, zombie stormtroopers everywhere. Give me just a fucking break.
Just a weird morph. Like a...
There's so many good things.
Yeah. What are they called? What are the,
Death Troopers is that
first. No, necromorphs. Necromorphs in Dead Space.
Yeah. Or any, like, biological warfare that the Empire was dealing with, or even, like, the old fucking, like, the Sith.
I think it's cool.
Like, the whole, like,
it's
unnatural...
cool that it's a queen. Like, it's like the Sith and the Jedi did not anticipate this. It's just...
It's another species.
Yeah, it's this other thing that took over. Like, we did not...
Well, not only... Like, you know, the canonical story about Darth Maul and, like, the whole, like, unnatural Sith Order thing. Like, a lot of crazy things can happen. Like, being almost murdered and, like, getting all your limbs cut off and then just putting, like, robot pieces back together and you become Darth Vader. Same thing happened to fucking Grievous. You know? And like, there's whole stuff... Like, what happened with Darth Maul was... He fell down that chute and then just got collected with all the other garbage and brought to, like, a waste planet. And then he just lived there for, like, 10 years, like, as an upper torso.
Really?
And the Force just kept him alive.
How did he poo?
I don't know.
The Force kept him alive?
The unnatural dark side of the Force, yeah. Hate will keep you alive. And, like, there's that, like, I'm not
so
saying...
So gave him nutrients?
I don't know what it does.
But I'd like to know what it does, like, scientifically.
All it is one line in the third movie. The dark side of the Force is responsible for many things a lot of people to consider as unnatural. And, like, it's scary.
How did he eat? How did he drink?
All kinds of weird stuff. And I'm just saying, like, taking that idea and just diving into it, Visceral's making a Star Wars game, why wouldn't it be a survival horror?
Yeah.
Could be cool.
That's true.
That kind of mythology
totally
exists.
Like something like Rogue One.
Well, Rogue One is...
Like living aboard the Death Star?
Ryan. Well, Rogue One is a war movie with soldiers and that's it.
That's probably going to be two movies at least, I think.
Anthology. It's got to be more than one, right?
Rogue One.
Well, the anthology is the moniker of all the side... All the
like
one-offs.
It could be a book?
It's just, it exists in that world, it's canon, but it's not connected to the Skywalker story.
What? Really? The anthology movies?
Yeah.
I thought they were connected.
They're canon, but they don't have anything to do with the Skywalker family.
I see.
So the Death Star exists.
But they have to do with that storyline, right?
Well, I mean, the
it takes place in the same storyline, same timeline, universe.
It's in the same universe, but it's just not involved with the Skywalkers. Like, just like the fucking Telltale Game of Thrones game is not involved with the main story, right?
Sure.
It's a one-off.
Sure.
And what it is like, rebels try and steal the plans for the Death Star, and...
Let's talk about that Death Star pick, though, on the horizon.
So dope.
It reminded me of the Star Destroyer. It was just like, let's put some grand scale to some of these things to make them feel real.
Like, you never awesome. Feel that scale in the old movies.
It's just this
chunk.
Made of clay.
Wow, it looks pretty big. But then you see it orbiting a planet just...
Well, being
built. Bigger than that planet.
Those things, they're not built in space, maybe? Like, I don't know. Like, that's what they're implying. It's like, terrifying. This thing is being built. Like, something the size of a moon. It's almost like Destiny, eh?
This is amazing that Star Wars is being, like, given to a company that is willing to fucking whore it out for all it's worth. Like,
well, the thing is, it's still Lucasfilm, which is kind of cool. It's like the reins are, like, the chains are broken. Like, another company's like, do whatever you gotta do. Make whatever, like, 6 Star Wars movies in the next 5 years. What?
The next 5 years, that's what they said? 6?
Well, from today.
Shit.
Anyway.
Number 3.
My Visceral. I went, and I took Visceral, and I took their talent, and I took their, like, cool storytelling, infiltrating, multiple paths. And this is one of my low ones, but why not give them... the James Bond franchise. Go right out of left field. Like,
sure.
A cool infiltration story with gadgets and tech and, you know, you talk to different people and you... Just, James Bond. Why aren't there cool James Bond games?
Any good Bond game, again. Yeah.
Yeah. And not even, like, all shooting. Like, you can be suave, you can talk to people, you can develop relationships.
See, Visceral, I think, is a bad pair for that.
Yeah.
Because they fucking... They make third-person games, and they suck at first-person games.
Well, no, but I'm not talking about a sequel to GoldenEye. I'm saying, let them make a game in the James Bond franchise. Like, it could be Sean Connery era, you know, where it's very low. Like, I'm thinking more of the Daniel Craig, like, it's supposed to be in the past, is it? I don't really know what time frame that guy lives in.
I think Casino Royale was like the first James Bond.
He
becomes a 00 agent in that movie.
But it seems to be caught up with 2020, you know, like 2012, 2015, like the era.
Like a modern day.
Yeah. But let them tell that story. Give them something else, you know? I mean, it's one of my low, but I had Visceral on there. Not spoiler alert, but one thing I went in when I was trying to find these options was... the approach I took was, who makes my favorite games? What else could they do? Like, where else could I see potential? And that was one of them. I was just thinking, like, oh, Visceral, like, they have cool solo campaigns. There's not a lot of branching off with other characters and whatnot. Why not James Bond? He could just infiltrate MI, or not MI6, that's Mission Impossible, but...
Wait, didn't you play Hardline?
I did not play Hardline.
I thought you played the story.
No, not yet.
Oh.
Taking
it
home with me tonight.
Sure. I feel like you did play Dan's copy and called it shameful already.
What?
I felt like you did.
I never played Hardline.
Was there a fucking...
He commented... Okay, maybe you didn't play Hardline. You commented on Hardline as if you had played it. How's that sound?
Like, when? Recently.
Within this week.
I thought you borrowed it from Dan last week and played it this week.
Yep.
How?
That's exactly how.
What the fuck? That didn't happen?
No.
No, that happened.
I can't text you guys anymore. I never played Hardline.
It's never been in your PS4.
Never.
That's fucked.
Check the cheapos. You commented
the context of
without a doubt.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he played it. He hates it. I commented afterwards. I was like, the campaign's kind of fun, man.
I never played Hardline.
I'm never gonna find it, but. You did.
Whoa! Yeah, it's 900 messages ago. Message bitches.
Alright, moving on.
Did you number 3? Are we only on number 3?
I don't really... Even counting. Yeah, we're not counting at all.
Chad's been counting the whole time.
Yeah, two.
Okay, I don't really have any more. But what I have is studios that I want to mention.
Well, wait a minute.
Should I say
them? Do you think maybe we should...
Go through yours first? Through ours? I do. That was my question.
Alright. I only have 3 more, so let's put them in order.
Hold on.
Do your worst.
I'll play it. I'll say a bad one. this one's kind of stupid. I'm just going to mention it in passing, because I mentioned it before, but Criterion makes an open world pod racer.
Why would it be open world? Why is it?
Like I don't know. At the bar,
open world's just open better. World.
All right, Criterion makes pod racer online. Is that better?
Okay, I have a Criterion game, and this one's actually real.
Honestly, though, pod racer online would be dope.
So would Towerfall.
You're going around, you're racing guys to get their pink slips for fucking other engines or your pod. And you're talking to guys, and they're just giving you new fucking... You get access to a new junkyard.
Credits!
Yeah, you have to... Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Watto, credits don't work on you? Alright. We'll figure that out. A couple more races.
I'm entered in the Ubuntu de Race Tamaru. Anyway, I have a Criterion game. Because I really like... Burnout.
Games. Hot Pursuit,
and
dope.
They made some Need for Speed games, which are also really good. What I would like to see is for Criterion to revitalize the Road Rash series.
Ooh.
How dope would that be?
Wow. Nice.
Road Rash. Time for new Road Rash. Yeah.
Road Rash was amazing.
And like the feeling you get, like I can imagine, when you're on a motorcycle, that feeling of speed, like who better than Criterion to to put that into a fucking action game?
Road Rash. Where'd you pull that from?
My asshole.
Wow.
Why isn't that a game?
I don't know. They try. The last good one was on 3DO.
Yeah, like, you're racing, but you... Well, it's like Mario Kart.
I suppose. It's not.
It's Mario Kart.
Remember when you sharp-turned too hard in Road Rash?
You flipped?
And the bike just turned sideways, and your fucking player went... Burr! And you had to run back to your bike?
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Road Rash was like one of my favorite games.
Yeah, it was.
That I've never thought of since the last time I played Road Rash.
Well,
it's like I've forgotten.
Yeah, last time I played Road Rash was with my brother and I before we redid the basement, and I was like fucking 8.
Before we redid the basement, and I was 8.
Playing on the TV, he was going, "This game's so good."
Challenge: come up with a better team to rebirth Road Rash. Can't do it.
Can't be done.
It's just a realistic Mario Kart is what that is, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, Nintendo games are not part of this conversation.
That's what it is. It's a racer, but it's like a...
You don't fucking shoot shells at people in Road Rash. It's just all like
yeah, but you hit a guy with a chain, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, but hand-to-hand combat. Like, it's mostly about racing.
Mostly about racing, but if there's a guy next to you, you get to hit him with a chain.
Or cattle prod.
That was
cattle prod was amazing.
Or just kicking them.
Isn't that what Mad Max is?
Just kicking them.
Isn't that what Mad Max is?
Don't try and de-awesomize my fucking pick. That was a sick pick.
No, I'm saying like Mad Max might be dope, but that's
Mad Max not a racing game. Or is it?
I'm pretty sure that's all it is.
You upgrade.
Yeah. What did they call it?
Motorcycles, man. Motorcycles.
He calls it the Magnum Opus. Is that what he calls it in the movie? He calls his car in the game the Magnum Opus. And you're getting new parts to upgrade your car so you can rape in the...
It is a racing game?
In the races.
Well.
It's an... It's like... What I got from it is that it was... What's that shitty game?
Alright, idea ruined. Twisted Metal.
No.
Is that everything?
He said shitty game.
Twisted Metal is...
It's not shitty. That shooting game.
What?
That shooting game...
Twisted Metal.
That's dope.
Redefined.
It's an RPG shooting game.
Did you call it Twisted Metal?
I didn't. I don't think.
Why am I thinking this right now? It's got the guy shooting himself in the head.
Borderlands.
Thank you.
I don't even play the game.
That's exactly what it looks like. Mad Max looks like a car racing Borderlands.
Cool.
My number two?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have two more.
Good morning. How are you? Nice to meet you. All right. This is the one I was kind of freaking out about at the bar. I don't know how I should approach this, but those Cabela's games, those hunting games?
Yeah.
That are just open world, like...
Sasquatch.
Go out... go out and you have to find... the deer, find the moose, whatever you're hunting, find the fucking bear. The concept is there for a great game, but the mechanics are not.
Well, also the fact that you have to wait 10 hours for a bear to show up.
And if dice made a Cabela's hunting game, think of this though. I feel like this is the
lighthouse.
I feel like this is the perfect fucking game.
Looking at a salt lick.
It's the perfect fucking game.
With a fucking salt lick in your sight for 10.5 hours.
That's it.
Sure enough, Bambi shows up. Blip, blip, blip.
There's no predator. There's nothing to be worried about. You just scour the land. Just a huge open world. You have, you're in the forest. You just got like what do I want to load out with? Like deer piss, fucking bear shit. Like, what am I going to lure in the other
Cliff Bars is like one of your unlocks. Like, oh, Cliff Bar, I can stay out here an hour longer.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds so fucking stupid, but that would be so awesome. And just like, dude, we're sniping together. You go from this angle, you like, you load out with the deer call. I'm sitting here with my Cliff Bar. Like, I'll give you an extra one of my Cliff Bars. Don't worry about it. But then we're just watching, and then the fucking bear comes in and just. Those games would be amazing games if they just had the mechanics down and the sound, and dice could do it.
Here's the thing.
You know where those mechanics exist? Is real life.
No. Here's Dice. I got it. I got it figured out. Okay. So you know how like there's the vitality sensor and like all these other weird peripherals?
Yeah.
So like a peripheral in this game is a blood alcohol like blower. And like you have to keep your blood alcohol consistently like infected with beer. Like not infected, but
keep
like
drinking.
Yeah, you have to have like a high enough blood alcohol level or else like or your character gets bored and goes home. Ah, you are bored.
Fuck! No!
Game over.
So, like, you have to keep drinking beer while you're playing this. Talking
no, but
to
like, like so, obviously, it's got to give you the right, I don't know, rewards for your time spent out there. So, like,
if I shot a bear in the game, and then, like, I could, like, that would communicate to, like, whatever
oh
the game
oh my god, it's a survival horror game.
No, but
just
then
like,
they send me bear steaks.
Hold on, just like DayZ.
No, like a bear skin rug.
It's a survival.
Yeah,
oh,
it's just
fuck.
It's just a hunting sales game.
I just figured it out.
But you can't. But you. Yeah. Wait a minute.
It's basically DayZ. It's DayZ made by Dice, but.
You have to eat to survive?
There are no zombies. The only thing is, you're out in the wilderness.
So it's just day?
And you have to find shit. You have to fight. No, look, you're not fighting other zombies. You're fighting players. You're fighting other people.
Because there's only so much meat on the map.
There's only so much meat. You hunt a bear, and you're going to get that bear, and then there's somebody fucking. Like, oh, motherfucker. You gotta get back out to your body. You gotta find out where that bear was.
Not only that, what if the game was just like Sahara? And like, you could play as a fucking. What are those dogs called? From Lion King?
Hyenas?
Hyenas. You could play as a hyena or a lion or like, and it was just survive.
Okay.
Are you teasing me?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not teasing
you. No.
But yeah, like, what if it was just survive in the wild? Jungle. Play as any animal. That'd be amazing.
The dung beetle?
Are we just making up video games now?
Okay, who would make it? Anyway, I got
like, in a land where there's just guns.
In a world.
In the world of Gun. What's it called?
There is a game called Gun, by the way.
Yeah, that game's gay. Gun.
It probably
wildlife. Oh, it's called Wildlife Snape. In the world of Wildlife Snape, you take on the life of one lone man who's in the woods. Sniping for his food, for his family. But there's other guys in the woods sniping for that same food.
Yeah.
Will they snipe you?
Or maybe they just become pals
with you. Or will you share 50%? And then, like, 50% of the meat, okay, we'll split.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then you follow that fucker and you snipe him once he's got all the meat for his family.
And you kill all their family? You remember those videos on YouTube? The guy who has to like build his log cabin in the winter? Like, real time. Real time when it's like getting cold, you have to start like cutting trees down.
That's just that is just life simulator.
Life in the forest. Okay,
what about,
I have two more.
What about life simulator? Guy plays games.
Life sim?
It's just a sim life. Of me playing games.
And doing a podcast.
Yeah, like you have to go to work as your character.
I log
and
in.
And still play enough games for your friends not to make
fun
of me.
I'm playing inside my actual house. I'm playing Battlefield inside my actual house, inside the game.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay, this is kind of a serious one, but it sounds like a joke. Have you guys seen 7 Years in Tibet?
No.
Have you seen The Way Back?
I know Brad Pitt's in one of them.
Okay, so both these movies, and like it's a weird franchise to tag onto because they're not very popular, but both these movies are about soldiers in POW camps and then fleeing the POW camp. I mean, I guess notoriously they put them in these like in the like the Himalayas, like, and it's just like, hey, there's no guards, there's no one keeping you in, there's just thousands of miles of bears and fucking frostbite awaiting you if you try and run away. And certain bands of people just decide they're gonna go for it. Most of them die. Some of them make it. But you've gotta, like, go over the Himalayas, like, through fucking... Sorry, the Himalayan mountains. Through, like, Tibet and Hong Kong and fucking... I don't even know, like, the map very well, but they go through a lot of places. They're in the desert. And, like, it's a fucking trek. And it's a survival fucking...
Find me?
It's a survival, like, pilgrimage, in a sense.
Okay.
As good as Naughty Dog, was that, like, the pilgrimage of Last of Us? I'm just thinking, like, escape the POW camp. Like, it's just get through it. Just give me that game, make it 30 hours, you know, and like I just have to struggle to survive for that amount of time. There may not be enemies, you know, like if I need to hunt for food, that is a pretty serious thing, just like the game you're talking about.
Yeah,
hunt to survive, like you get through it, and like
wildlife snake,
fuck yes, I got through like this day, and like every little environment, like whatever you gather along your way will help you later in the game, whatever your friends gather. And like, here's the thing, in this game the way I'm picturing it is there's only one hub. And it's the POW camp.
You have to go back there every time?
No. You have to develop your fucking crew in the camp. And say like, okay, well, you have this,
so
I have this. Like,
it's constantly moving?
I got a knife. No, the camp is always in the same spot. That's the hub. That's like the fucking spawn. And you can talk to people and like, what do you got? Like, well, you know what? I was doing this. I ended up getting a knife.
But if you move forward in the pilgrimage... The not camp like, then goes to that new spot,
no,
right?
Let's say out of the 100 people, you pick 3 or 4. Like, I pick you, TJ, and Kyle. And then we go together.
What happens if I die?
You start back at the camp.
So I gotta meet up with you guys?
Start back. No, you do not meet up with us.
You're gone. We're trying to survive
this game.
I gotta forge an alliance with some other whoozies.
Yeah. Strangers. Because that's what happened at POW camps.
That's a good fucking game.
Strangers. Like, no, I can get through this. I've been there. I've seen it. This is how I die, but I know how to fight it now.
That's terrifying.
Like in these movies, like, you see a fucking...
I wouldn't play it. If I had to play with whoozies, if I was forced to play with whoozies, and you guys were already gone, I'd be like, no.
Well, whatever. Game's
but
left
no,
for you.
That is a good idea. That's a great fucking idea.
But, like, in the way back, it's wartime, right? Like, if you... There's every single soldier who leaves the POW camp, there's a bounty on their head. So if they go to a fucking town for salvation, chances are the town's dead or alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, you could decide, like, I'm going to go into this town and risk it, try and get some food, try and fish, try and buy something. If anyone catches on, like,
I could just work as, like, a laborer in this town. Do you want your roof redone, master?
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, a cool pilgrimage story where it's not like, I mean, Last of Us did it.
Last of Us did it well.
You're never crossing through the same environment twice, which is where Skyrim and The Witcher, I'm guessing, and a lot of other open world games, GTA, you're constantly going back to those same places.
Well, that's the problem with an open world game as opposed to a linear story told.
But, like, that idea where you're just going through the map, getting, like, out of fucking Germany, out of fucking wherever, Poland.
It would be cool if it was just, like, a... Imagine the map and not just, like, a... You've made it to checkpoint number two. Make it through this now. If it was just one long checkpoint, like, from A to Z.
Yeah.
Like, you made it to B, you made it to C, and then, like, each gap is, like, a day's worth of playing.
It could even be, like, north, south, east. Hard, medium, easy. Like, go through the easy one, learn what you can, and then try and go through the medium one. Like, you know, see what kind of skills you gain, and, like, I don't know. It could be an interesting story. Like, get out of the POW camp, live to tell the tale. Oh, fuck. Anyway, that was one of my games.
Far Cry 4 is set in the Himalayas, by the way.
Yeah, but you don't leave.
It's not about survival.
Is there an N in Himalaya? Himalayas?
Is there a what?
They're the Himalayan mountains, referred to as the Himalayas.
That's right.
Himalayans. The cat.
The Himalayan mountains.
Himalayan's a cat, though.
I feel like we've had this conversation.
I thought they're just known as the Himalayas.
I don't know.
Both is right.
I have one more. No, you have one more.
One's a cat.
Himalayan.
Is a cat.
It's a breed of cat. That doesn't mean it's nothing else in the world.
That's right.
I don't think you point to one mountain and go, that's a Himalayan. And those are the Himalayas.
When you see the Rocky Mountains, do you say, that's a Rocky?
It's part of the Rocky Mountain chain. It's part of the Himalayas. Anyways, fuckers.
You got one more? I got one more.
I do got one.
What you got?
Do yours first, because mine's better.
All right.
Oh.
Simple enough. My last one. Thanks again, Zach, by the way, for inspiring this conversation. Yeah, Zach,
this is dope, man. Thanks, buddy.
Sledgehammer or Treyarch? Doing any shooter outside of military-based. Pick any franchise. Like, I had trouble. This is the one. At the bar, I was like, I have a fucking team. I just need the franchise now.
Yeah, and any like,
any shooter.
Established Call of Duty developer
make any other game.
Anything other than Call of Duty, and it would be amazing.
Yeah. But would it, though? Or is that where you want to be?
No, the story is always bad.
Okay, but what other game that has a good story
would I'm glad you asked, TJ.
Fucking squash me.
What franchise?
Wildlife Snipe.
What franchise do I want? Any Sledgehammer, Treyarch, even DICE to a lesser extent.
Yep.
But they're not good at... Like, I want the story. I want the campaign, right? Mass Effect. The Fall of Earth. Like, the sole survivor story. Like, just alien invasion. Like, just a cool first-person story made by these guys. Why not Mass Effect? Why not any fucking thing ever?
So you want them Star Wars. You want them to enter the sci-fi space?
Well, not only that, but like, if you want me to pick a franchise, that would be a cool story. Like, The Last Days on Earth. You're anybody on Earth during that during the whole like soul survivor thing. Like, you're a colony or whatever. So it's not really The Last Days of Earth, but like, you're an Earth colony, and there was an attack on your colony. Like, you have three options to pick, right? Soul survivor. What are the other two when you start a Mass Effect story?
I don't remember.
The details. Colonist. And something else. But like...
Soldier,
yeah. Well, I don't know. But like, just give me a backstory there. Make a 2-hour fucking cool story about what, like, who that soul survivor is. Any of the... Well, soul survivor implies that there's just one, but... Like, maybe you're the only one who makes it out. Maybe you're Master Chief, and you end up in that fucking cryo chamber at the end of the game. Those guys can make any shooter, and it would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's my last one.
Yeah, you're right.
But no, they have to make fucking Call of Duty because it's...
Because they're owned by
profitable.
Activision.
Yeah.
You know, boys, you gotta keep making it.
I got some open-ended developer questions.
Chad's got one more.
Oh, sorry.
He's got the best one.
Do it, Chad.
Don't talk about it like that.
You did already, though.
I did. I don't know. I just was totally entranced by this idea. You know how CSEC and Mass Effect, like the Citadel security system.
Ooh.
Imagine, if I may, an L.A. Noir based, like a security like
local police.
Yeah, the local police of the Citadel kind of thing. You see anyone coming in, anybody bringing weird cargo in, you go in and investigate every little thing that's going on in the Citadel.
Yeah.
Every little weird thing, like your Commander Bailey or whatever, like that guy who's like that grizzled fucking
baby. Yeah, Bailey.
Yeah.
You're right.
And he's been through all the shit. Like, I've been on the Citadel forever. And that, like, there's no overarching story. It's just tons of little stories.
Well, police stories are always centered around, like, one case. You know, like, you'll have the, like, True Detective.
Yeah.
Where it's one big crime syndicate or, like, fanatical, like, group of people or whatever. And then that kind of malice, like, trickles down to one murder. And then you find that one murder, and then you, like, have to figure out what groups of people are involved and what kind of hate crimes and whatever. Like it, then it starts dealing with drugs, prostitution, like, and you infiltrate those groups.
Go talk to this guy.
Yeah, and, like, the fact that it's not only different races, but different species, like, you could really open a lot of doors there.
Yeah, well, like, you start off, like, you get something on your desk, like, oh, what's going through here? Oh, shit. Just like a totally just not overhyped. You just get an assignment landed on your desk. You kind of look through the papers, like, all right, I got to go down to the Lower East Bay. And you just walk over the elevator. You see a couple guys along the way, like, hey, what's going on? What do you heard? What do you hear about this?
True crime story.
Yeah, you're just talking to people along the way. Just meeting with people on the Citadel. Like, imagine the immensity of the Citadel and being able to navigate it and just walk around and just...
I'm just remembering True Detective and how awesome that was. Do you remember when they finally went to the trailer?
Yeah. Wait.
And they found, like, the girl and her brother?
Yeah.
So awesome. And I remember thinking, like, there's still 5 more episodes? This is awesome.
Fucking show was so good.
Yeah, show was dope. But yeah, like, a cool crime story, like, set in Mass Effect.
Yeah, I kind of went against it. It was like, BioWare makes a BioWare game, pretty much. But yeah, like, that, they'd be the best developer for it.
You know what I was thinking?
And that would, like, be such a cool game. That would be such, like, a complete, like, oh, Mass Effect side universe. It's this,
like,
you're just interviewing guys.
As far as, like, relationship building and stuff like that, like, Mass Effect 2 is just the most, like, the coolest dating simulator ever. like, it's just, like, the whole relationship building thing, like, it could be, that kind of story could be really cool, like, pretty much anywhere else. Like, any popular television show. Sons of Anarchy, fucking True Detective, Game of Thrones, another one. Like, just deciding who you want to be involved with and how that's going to play into, like, the final story. Like, Mass Effect goes this way or that.
Yeah.
But, like, where who you decide to continue a relationship with or pursue a relationship with would have, like, a marginal effect on the story. Like, that whole side project is pretty cool. Like, whenever somebody talks about Mass Effect 2, it's like, did you tap Miranda or what? Like it's just, like, it's an important thing to know, like, who, like, and certain gamers will say, like, no, it was this. And it's like, you must have had a very different perspective on the game.
Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah. Well, no, she seemed pretty shallow. I was more interested in the more intellectual types. Okay, so you're really into the mythos then.
That's why Mass Effect Bailey would be the dopest game.
It would be good.
I would love to play that. Just like total, there's hundreds of little tiny missions. I'd pick up right now and do a couple missions like, oh, did you guys play that one? That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Did you guys think about...
You got that Krogan?
Film directors at all?
No.
That's kind of like a subcategory that I went down. Like, fuck, why don't... Like, why can't I get a game that has, like, the supervising director, like, Quentin Tarantino?
I thought about that briefly. And Quentin and Peter Jackson as well. Wasn't there, like, the Halo series or some shit was supposed to be, like...
Yeah, Jackson was supposed to be...
Yeah, Spielberg is overseeing, like, a Halo mini series or something.
There definitely needs... For a while, there was it seemed like video games were going to go down the path where like they're going to be directed by movie directors, and then it didn't happen. And I feel like more video games need to have a deeper story.
If you could get Spielberg involved with an Uncharted game, you know, like scene direction.
Uncharted is basically
Them trying to be Indiana. Yeah, it's them trying to be Indiana Jones. But like, if you could really get a visual, like I'm not trying to discredit directors of video games, but they probably are on the big tech side of things. Like, you've got... I don't know. I mean, there's just certain visionary directors that what they're able to pull off in film is not even closely matched in games. When there shouldn't be that big of a gap.
You really shouldn't know.
Anymore. It's just, like, film directors make lots of money.
You can't control the pacing in a video game. You know what I mean?
Sure you can, yeah.
If someone...
Last of Us did a good job at that.
Not really.
There's the puzzle sections, which you have trouble controlling the pace there. But the cinematic sections,
the tunnels. Yeah, you could put all the cinematics together, and it works great. What I'm saying is, like, it could take someone an hour to beat a section, or 3 hours, and then you kind of, like, forget where you're at, you know what I mean? Like,
You know what I thought did it really well was Tomb Raider. I thought did a great job at making a cinematic, and not like a... cinematic experience, like in the traditional sense, where like, oh, there's cool cutscenes, like, or cool, real time. What do they call them? Like, where you hit a button while there's a, kind of a cinematic.
QTEs.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that perfect fucking segue right there?
Go ahead. I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I.
The Order 1886 being brought into Netflix.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, fair.
Was that a joke?
It was a joke.
Yeah, because I searched it. I couldn't find it.
So. I Googled it, and it was filed under N4G satire. Like,
okay, so it was a joke, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
That made perfect sense that it would be a joke, but at the same time, it was like...
That could go on Netflix.
Yeah, that could go...
I would watch it.
That could totally go into Netflix.
They recognize they've tapped out their potential in the video game market. Let's just whore it out to Netflix.
Yeah.
And make a few extra bucks.
Yeah.
No, but like, okay, in Tomb Raider, like, you would go through a cool scene, like, it wasn't a real-time event, like, just her, like, swimming through a place and, like, looking around and shit like that, but then, like, each combat environment had people going down on zip lines, and there was red crates everywhere, and that would demolish the environment, and that would change how you go through, like, this little area. Like, those kinds of things can be set up. And any gamer would realize this is where I'm going to be striking. And, like, maybe you go a step further where it's like, yeah, you blow up a barrel and that, and then, like, the building comes down. But maybe something else happens, too. And you're just like, oh, I didn't expect that. And, like, little weird, like, quick scenes would just happen, like, in the game. Like, I imagine somebody with more direction, like, I want these three things to happen. And, you know, the gamer just makes it, or the developer just kind of makes those things fall into place. I mean, I don't think it's too far-fetched.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm just saying, like, if you're a movie director, you want the time between scenes such that the memory of certain scenes are in people's minds, and you want it to all fall in place in a very specific...
You work with people. And another thing, like, the whole two-hour game length. Like more games that are only 5 hours long. Why not?
Yeah, those work better for directors in the sense that they can control the pacing better. But when you have a variable length between scenes, it It just makes things not more cinematic, right?
That's, I don't know, but like, it's just the perception of like, a movie has to be 2 hours, but a series can be 10. And you know, like, a lot of directors are taking advantage of that 10-hour time length and turning it into fucking a television series.
Right,
so, but like, if, okay. It's just the expectation that a movie is only 3 hours long, or under 3 hours long. If a game is 5, but the player, like, the expectation is there, they're like, yes, I'm going to get through this, then they can start to play with those areas. And like, really the only thing that takes most games and turns them into 10 hours is how passive the player is going to be. How much they're going to look into every crate, and they're going to look behind every wall and see if there's something else there. Like, otherwise, the overall outlining story is probably only a couple of hours. I mean, Resident Evil 4 is a good example. I think you can beat that in 3 hours.
Whoa.
It's just most people will collect every fucking coin and solve every puzzle and look around and search and stuff. But if you really run through it, it's really a shorthanded experience. Like, it's just, it's the expectation. And if like, obviously you get a game developed, like a game creative director and a movie director, and have them working together in tandem, and that's like where you get that perfect match. But I'm just saying, like, I'm surprised that isn't happening more. I mean, it's probably just because game companies can't afford to pay them.
Probably.
Too bad. Was there anything else? I thought Chad wanted one.
I got number one fucking game of all time right now.
Do it to it.
Number one mashup?
Let me take a sip. I grab my water.
Yeah.
Everyone take a break. Just relax.
While Chad drinks his fucking water.
This is going to be the worst.
What? This silence?
No. You're...
Oh, my number one?
Yeah. It's been overhyped. You haven't even hyped it that much, but...
No, I already overhyped my number one. My number one was BioWare, L.A. Noire, Citadel, CSEC.
So what's your...
This is a number six.
Runner down. What is it?
Alright, well, I cannot do it justice, because I've been talking about this for probably 12 years.
Open World Episode 1 Racer.
No, I already mentioned that. Since I was playing Halo 1 for the first time, I was trying to imagine just like huge battlefields where we could play Capture the Flag in. And what I always imagined was like a bombed out, run down Windsor in Detroit.
Yeah.
And the only options to cross were the bridge, like Ambassador Bridge.
Or the tunnel.
And there, you could take boats across in like certain parts.
Nice.
And there were tiny little islands in between where like the flag would be. And the flag would be in the middle of the water, and you would just have people, like hundreds of people, in these servers because it would just be so immense. And people would be inside buildings just sniping across the river.
And, what's crazy is that you've identified it as, like, Windsor, Detroit, but, like, Manhattan and Brooklyn have multiple bridges connecting.
That's true, too, but I only took what was familiar.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that one of them's a tunnel makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
The boats, also. I mean, maybe the reduction of, like, one bridge and one tunnel is the key here.
But, yeah, it couldn't even be hundreds of players. Like, even, like... 20 versus 20 in like the terms from downtown, like where the bridge is to where the tunnel is, and like the surrounding like couple streets where you're sitting in like a hotel window just like taking out the guy who's getting the flag. I think that would be the most like calculated type game you could possibly play. Like, how am I going to give away my position by making this snipe? I always thought that would be the coolest fucking thing. But
I really liked last night playing with a low number of players in Battlefield.
Yeah, that is the best.
There was time for me to be like, like behind a wall, like where are they? You know, and like, oh, there's a guy over there. and just like peering over, and like I played it more like a single player campaign. Like there's a couple enemies somewhere like, in this little area.
Tiny
like,
little story.
Each life. Every fucking corridor I went down, it was like a new line in this campaign. Like, okay, I got through this area. There's someone behind you.
Joker.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I don't mind the whole like less player thing, but I mean, most people would disagree, I guess.
No, I do love that. I love like the more calculated games where it's not just twitch based, where you have to really like examine the battlefield, listen like through your headphones and stuff, just take in all the senses that the game provides you with.
Care about death. I mean, remember GoldenEye when it was like, if you died 10 times, you were done?
No.
There was...
Really?
Yeah, there was a death cap.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure... No, it was first to 10. First to 10. But yeah, okay. like let's say you had a cap on how many lives you had in these fucking Battlefield games. Everyone would be so much more cautious.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Anything else? I think we're ready to wrap it.
Robert?
I had some developers I thought would be kind of fun to speculate what would make good games for.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Matt makes games.
What's he making?
Towerfall.
He made a great multiplayer couch experience. Is there any other game that could benefit from his talents? I struggled. I couldn't find anything.
Well, the obvious example is like Smash Brothers, but Smash Brothers is really like... There's more depth, and that's a plus and a minus.
And they've been successful. I don't know that Matt Makes Games is going to do it any better.
No.
Well, you could maybe slap a, you know, like, branding on Towerfall and make it that much more fun. You know, if it was...
Towerfall, though, like, there's, what, 6 characters? They all have the exact same...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Player
is
skill.
Every character has the same skill, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever branding...
It's a very small, but very balanced game.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I think it's
totally
so
based on player skill.
But it kind of has to be its own game. He probably couldn't take another game franchise and add anything to it, I guess. Maybe that's why I couldn't come up with anything.
Maybe Bomberman? Bomberman is the same kind of thing. It's small map. Everyone has the same abilities. But it's just... I mean... There's so many perfect things about that game that it's... Like, the archery and, like, how you have to manage your arrows. Like, that you can catch other people's arrows. Like, the only thing you could add to that game, I think, is... enemies within the maps.
Forget adding to Towerfall. I'm talking about, like... Could he apply those skills that he applied to Towerfall and the balance that exists in the game to another franchise?
What I love about this game is that Matt, who makes the games,
mm-hmm.
probably works at some company doing their accounting or, you know, like his HR at some fucking, at like PepsiCo. You know, I don't imagine... Or he's probably doing software or programming at some other company. And he's just like, this is a cool idea. 1, 2, 3, design some maps. You got a game on the PS4 that I love.
That was probably once his scenario.
Okay, well,
I hope.
What other games does Matt make?
No, I'm hoping now that he's able to survive on his profits. Yes. Maybe not in Ouya, but on PS4, hopefully. I think I saw some stats once before saying how Ouya is not viable for developers because most people get it for free. And even if you take a game like Towerfall, which is the most successful game on Ouya, and you sold 30,000 copies for $15, it's still barely enough to survive on like $45,000 a year.
Oh, they have plenty of games.
Ouya?
No, Matt Makes Games.
Really?
Yeah. Him and, like, a couple other people.
At the time?
Chaos Heart, Towerfall, like, he has a game since Towerfall Ascension called Chaos Heart.
Really?
It's probably amazing.
Alright.
It's a game called Planet Punch, Ra-Ra, Fat Wizard. Give up Robot 2. Give up Robot. Run Man.
Can I add some breaking news right now?
Broken Cave.
Do it.
When I said that I couldn't stand Kiefer Sutherland as Snake.
He's fired.
David Hayter, the guy who did Snake for all the games, is all but like confirmed for MGS5. They're saying like he's like yeah, it's confirmed. Like somebody found his name in the credits, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not actually in the game, but his name is in there." And like fucking, what is going on with this game? They say Kojima's fired from the production. David Hayter's not in it.
I don't know. That makes a lot of these games. I kind of want to play fucking Chaos Heart.
Gears of War Remaster coming to Xbox One. You hear that shit?
No.
You buying it, TJ?
Chaos Heart is a free game for Windows. You can download it by clicking the link.
Probably. Well. Okay, I got another one. Okay?
What's up?
Help me find a franchise for Telltale Games. Telltale Games obviously have a knack for story-driven games. What story do you want told by Telltale, if any? You could easily...
Story of Goldbus.
Throw Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Is the prime candidate.
Legend of Goldbus.
Walking Dead, they did. It was good. Game of Thrones is turning out good. What other story-driven universe could you apply to the Telltale formula? Mass Effect.
Mass Effect's an easy one.
A little offshoot somewhere. Tons of potential.
I thought about this too. I don't play those Mass Effect games, or sorry, those Walking Dead games. But they're pretty credible. Everyone seems to love them.
They bring Danny Boy to tears.
Oh no.
I was crying.
I don't know.
Dan always cries though.
Well, maybe the listeners have some. You can always write in at allrangemode.com. There's a place for comments immediately under the show heading. Or you can find us on Twitter at ARM Podcast. I was going to say at. That's ARM Podcast. We're also on Facebook, allrangemode.com/Facebook.com. Facebook.com/AllRangeMode Podcast.
What's up?
Alright.
Facebook.
Come at us. AllRangeMode.com/Facebook. I don't know what you can find.
I wonder where that brings you.
URL not found.
404.
404 error. We actually designed that site specifically for that.
Cool. All right. Thank you for the feedback this week, everyone.
Yeah.
Keep writing in.
Let us know what you want to hear about. It. Yeah.
Games are good. Movies are good. What do you want to hear us argue about?
Argue about. Taki!
RangeMode.com/out.
Freaks.
Geeks.